You're sure it wouldn't be Grizzly Adams?
No, it wouldn't be Grizzly Adams. Who would play you then?
Who would
Mad
play
Mountain?
Me? I'd play myself.
No, you wouldn't. Mad
would.
Mountain
a
or
cameo,
some...
cameo role.
No, I tell you what, that Gerard Depardieu, the French guy, he looks just like you.
Yeah,
he's
he'd
got
be
a big,
good,
fat, ugly face, big, fat,
good.
Ugly body,
yeah.
And he stumbles around like you do.
Yeah, okay.
Oafishly.
He's much taller than you as well, isn't he?
Well, it doesn't matter if he's much taller than me. He looks exactly like you.
Mm, OK. John.
Dope.
Very good afternoon to you.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How lovely to see
so
you
much.
Again.
Thank you so much for coming in and cutting off that tide of abuse that was coming my way. What do you have for us this afternoon?
Well, there'll be... There'll be...
Still got the same leader as yesterday.
Funnily enough, yeah, that's going to... Well, we're going to be playing Runners and Riders in Theresa May's new cabinet top trumps. So we have rated them all accordingly.
Excellent.
From sleaziness to amount claimed on expenses and so on and so forth, as you'd expect. So that'll be happening. We'll explain the news in the form of Japanese poetry, as we like to do in the afternoon.
Ah, yes, the haiku.
The news in haikus, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There'll be a lonely lunch person having lunch alone that we'll attempt to make less.
Well, Porky normally has lunch on his own.
No, I don't.
Yes, for purely social
lunch.
Reasons.
Table for one is my nickname for him.
Yeah,
and right. Although he's less trampy today. Yesterday you described him as dressed as a tramp.
Yeah.
But today I think he's made it more of an effort. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Don't know.
What have you got on there? A lumberjack shirt?
Yes, I have.
Looks like you've had it on for 3 weeks. You ever wash it?
Well, it's... No.
See, he doesn't like being criticised.
No,
he just lashes out.
No, I don't.
Just lashes
out, yeah.
I wouldn't say you look like a tramp. I'd say you look like a down and out.
Charming.
Yeah.
Now, lots more coming up. John Holmes is here, of course. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock, where we will hopefully still have the same leader. But, we've got some news to do now, haven't we?
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
OK, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down... You know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up 3 red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a 3-point turn.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
To be fair, that's not entirely accurate. It's not all radios, because, you know, it's a digital station, so you're not going to get it on an old FM one, are you? Anyway, hair splitting aside, it's 2 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn receives death threats. Cameron says goodbye and millions invested in building rocket engines.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, Jeremy Corbyn has revealed he's received death threats this week. The Labour leader says it's extremely concerning that a brick has also been thrown through the window of his Labour leadership challenger Angela Eagle's constituency office. Police in Merseyside were called this morning just hours after she announced she was going to try and oust Mr. Corbyn. It comes as unions have warned that blocking him from the ballot would be a sordid fix. The party's ruling committee is preparing to decide whether he can have an automatic place in the contest. MP Ben Bradshaw says there's no question he could be on the list, but within existing rules.
Of course Jeremy should be on the ballot if he can get the nominations required, just like anybody else. And we have this rule for a reason, that it's impossible for the leader of the Labour Party or any party to be an effective leader if they can't command any support within their parliamentary party.
David Cameron has said goodbye to his team in an emotional final cabinet meeting. Tomorrow is his last official day as Prime Minister before Theresa May takes the top job. Small Business, Industry and Enterprise Minister Anna Soubry says Mr Cameron's made a big difference during his time at number 10.
He's changed our economy. He's done the right thing. He's done some tough things. He's done some incredibly great things, in my opinion. I will always thank him for doing the right thing by war widows. And the other thing, of course, is all those social changes we've made. The same-sex marriage is an incredibly important thing.
Firefighters in southern Italy say at least 12 people have been killed in a head-on train crash in Puglia. Dozens more have been injured. Rescue workers have reportedly been pulling victims from the wreckage, including a small child who'd survived. A man and woman have died in a shooting in a village near King's Lynn. Norfolk police say the pair were found dead just after midnight in Magdalen. The man was found in the front garden of a house while the woman was found inside. Both are believed to be in their late 40s. And the UK Space Agency has just announced a £4 million facility to test rocket engines will be built in Buckinghamshire. They'll be used to power future interplanetary spacecraft and space planes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's easy for you to say.
It's not. Scattered showers across southern and western Britain, which could turn thundery and locally heavy this afternoon. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Great. Right, 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. Who's got the sport? Is it? Is he?
It may even be Moose. It might be
Moose.
Ben. I don't know. They're
Moose.
Both finally back.
Yeah, it could be Ben, because he's back, obviously, from having a baby.
And Moose is back from all of the Euro stuff.
Right. And Alex is there, but...
He's not doing sport.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to go Ben.
I'm going to say Moose.
I'm going to say Moose.
All right, here we go. Boos or men? Moose or Ben, how's the sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon. I'm Nathan Holmes. Spurs have completed the signing of Dutch striker Vincent Janssen from AZ Alkmaar on a 4-year deal subject to international clearance.
Moves.
Meanwhile, Swansea have announced the signing of defender Tyler Reid on a 3-year deal from Manchester United for an undisclosed fee. And Stoke City midfielder Glenn Whelan has signed an improved 2-year deal, keeping him at the Brit until 2018. Everton are to rename the two stands at Goodison Park after club legends. Howard Kendall, the club's most successful manager, and former chairman Sir Philip Carter died last year. In their memory, the stands behind either goal will now be called the Howard Kendall Gladys Street End and the Sir Philip Carter Park Stand. Finally, in golf, the former US Open champion Justin Rose is hoping that his injury problems this season won't plague him during the Open, which starts at Troon on Thursday. Rose has been hampered with a bad back in recent weeks, and he's easing himself back to full fitness.
Nothing you can do about it, to be honest with you. It's one of those things. It's the nature of being a golfer, I suppose, and obviously it's the nature of getting a little bit older, and it's the nature of having played a lot of golf through my career.
That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Moose. What's the noise of a moose, Victoria?
I'm not sure, but you sound like a cow.
Well, a cow's a bit like a moose.
Yeah.
You know, it's same sort of shape. Right. Hello,
really?
By the way. It's not LBC or Five Live. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Today is Amazon Prime Day, with deals in town, out of town, on your travels, in your office, and even in your bed. They're in trains, trams, taxis, and from bus stops to rooftops, and there'll be things you really want and really need. Today is Amazon Prime Day, Amazon's biggest day ever, and the deals are everywhere. Exclusively for Prime members. Amazon Prime is £79 per annum after a free trial for eligible customers. Cancel any time. See amazon.co.uk/prime for further information.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome, of course, to today's Go at Mud in a Cleavage.
What's that first word?
You want two women?
No, one woman. Her Majesty the Queen. His mum taught him how to kiss at a bus stop. As Andrea Leadsom said, if you don't have children...
Leave it, Teresa! She's not worth it!
I can do Churchill the dog. Strongest show on Talk Radio, that is a fact. Tom with his weird face shouting, no, two women. Well, Michael Gove, and of course Andrea Leadsom. Well, we don't have to pay her because she's work experience.
I would welcome the idea.
There's only one place they deserve, prison.
Rather than a vajayjay.
Amazing.
is that getting better? Oh, yeah. Good point, actually. The Wombles of Wimbledon coming our way!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am out together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then she went from Theresa May to Theresa Has as David Cameron wanders around number 10 looking at what he can steal. Pens, of course, stationery, votes like back in the day, the Downing Street cat, and the country away from what all right thinking people wanted by calling a referendum by accident. So we, like him, now potter around your radio for the next 3 hours trying to make sense of what's going on in this country, politically speaking, and working out exactly when to send a robot back from the future to alter what's turned into a mental timeline. Obviously, we don't have a robot, but there is, and I've checked, there is a toaster in the staff kitchen. And to be honest, what we could do is send that back to a few years ago when David Cameron visited those floods in Somerset and dropped the toaster in. Hey presto, David Cameron would never have panicked about UKIP, he would never have called a referendum, hence we'd have had no Brexit, no subsequent government meltdown. So, and as the leader of the resistance, of course, you know, we might have ended up with someone useful rather than Jeremy Corbyn, who's essentially, let's look at it, is the ineffectual, thin Captain Bird's Eye of politics with the albatross around his neck, Angela Eagle. Confusing. That is Ree Birds, of course. But she looks like a primary teacher that's been given the temporary job of deputy head due to a staff shortage. Anyway, hello. Welcome. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and here's what we're going to be shuffling around today's broadcasting cabinet. Headline hijack. That's on the way. If you are mooted to take some words that you actually know and understand and turn them into sentences that sound a bit like a news story, then we encourage you to send it this way. It's made up news from scratch by you. Lob it candidly towards the bulletin at 2 p.m. It will come out of Victoria's mouth.
This one.
Yes, where it will sound real. But it won't be, will it? It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. That's how Headline Hijack works. And let's face it, given the current climate, you could quite literally come up with anything and it would be entirely plausible. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
For today's Headline Hijack. There's also Work Experience Punditry. Work Experience Aidan. Is it Aidan today?
I think so.
He drops some sick, sick beats into your afternoon as he looks at... Is that what the kids say?
Yeah.
He looks at new music. To be honest, you'd be better off listening to it, to be honest, but never mind. There's current affairs broken down and explained through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry. With the news in haikus, we'll have a diversity paper review. We are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course. Each day a different diversity reviews the papers. Today it's Mark, who is a brown one. There's a big debate at three. A struggling Kickstarter gets a kick up the arse in our struggling Kickstarter kick up the arse feature. Hot guest action we bring you before the afternoon is out in the shape of the comedian Andrew Maxwell. He'll be here. He'll be forced as well to play a Euro 2016 final pest attack themed game of Band or Moth. Plus, we'll be having a game of Theresa May's new cabinet runners and riders top trumps. Obviously, we all know Michael Gove's got a high fear factor, but will he be in there? Or what about Boris? Sleaze factor high. Number of illegitimate children. Yes. Theresa May's new cabinet, top trumps coming up later, the runners and riders then. And if we're lucky, by the way, if we have time, we might just... There might just be time to hear Talk Radio's George Galloway being an unpleasant arse again.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
Ah, there was time. Ginger Dave not producing. Ass Podcast is lighting up all of our lives from through the glass.
Yeah.
Marta's pressing the buttons.
Hello.
Victoria is grappling with the news.
So much of it.
Paid intern Cornelius is, in honour of Angela Eagle, eating a live mouse.
What? No, I'm not.
Sorry,
you don't even have a live mouse.
Sorry, I meant singing the song Eagle by ABBA. Here it is.
I've never heard this song.
It's the best song. It's the best ABBA song. Don't you know it?
No. They came flying from far away. Now I'm under their spell. I love hearing the story.
And I dream I'm an eagle. And I dream I can spread my wings.
Flying high, high,
like I'm a bird, bird in the sky.
I'm a bird in the sky.
Like an eagle
I'm an eagle that rides the breeze.
Just do it to the tune of Dancing Queen.
Over mountains and forests and seas, and to go anywhere that I please. As all good friends, we talk all night and we fly wing to wing.
There we go. ABBA's Eagle there for Angela Eagle to the tune of Dancing Queen. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Not like LBC, I did warn you. And this is Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. And what's more, we're going to start with some music. So that's the noise of Rod Stewart and Maggie May, of course. And I wonder if you're wondering why I'm playing Maggie May by Rod Stewart. Always setting up the big story, of course, with a song. I wonder if you could figure it out.
I think I can.
Yeah.
I think one of the papers led with Maggie May, didn't
they? That's right, yes.
Is it because Margaret May,
yes,
is our new president?
That's correct. That's exactly what it is. So we play Maggie May in honour of Margaret May, who's the new president of the United States of Britain. Actually, speaking of the other Maggie, right? I don't know whether you saw this. Just not long ago, our new Prime Minister in waiting, who's the Prime Minister tomorrow, walked out, I think, of number 10 to get into a car. Mm. And they were filming her. And she just got in the wrong car.
Really?
Yeah. And then wait for it, had to U-turn and go back to the right car.
There's nothing worse when you get in someone else's Uber.
Yeah, so embarrassing.
Yeah. So annoying.
Once, when I went to see the band Iron Maiden, at the Birmingham Odeon, my dad came to pick me up, I saw his car, which was a Vauxhall, and I went over to get in it, but some big kids had already got in it, right?
What? Because
they thought it was a taxi.
Oh, right.
And demanded, hijacked my dad's car and demanded he take them home, these drunk Iron Maiden fans. So my dad had to get out of the car and throw them out of his car.
Really?
Yeah, while I stood and watched.
That's good. That normally works as well if you ever go into a gig. Just get into the
just
first car.
Just get in the first car. You're saying demand to be taken
home. Demand it.
And unless it's my dad, it will work.
Yeah.
So that's why we're playing Maggie May by Rod Stewart, because my dad quite likes Rod Stewart. What I should have done, of course, was play Iron Maiden and then just backtracked on all of that to get to the story.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, the story of the Prime Minister, Margaret May. So, we are going to be next playing a game of Theresa May's new cabinet, Runners and Riders, Top Trumps, on Talk Radio. Cass broadcasted through the glass. That's broadcast. Ask Gas Crass.
Are you drunk?
Yes. On power.
God.
It's a smack. So what? What guest could you rattle up?
A smart one.
Fine. That'll do. Get a smart guest, and we'll play political cabinet top trumps next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
You're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the northbound M1 in Hertfordshire towards 5 at Watford, where two lanes are blocked because of an accident. And in Ware, the Westmore Road, A602, is closed because of an accident near the A10. Old Bridge, Wolverhampton Road, as you head south towards Birmingham, that's reopened after a vehicle fire. A breakdown on Cheshire southbound M6 is causing delays between 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Middlewich. Northumberland's A189 in Cramlington still blocked south at the Moor Farm roundabout by an accident. And Pembrokeshire's Serpentine Road in Tenby still closed both ways after a serious accident near Narberth Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And we are talking TM for PM in the AM. Theresa May, her first day as Prime Minister, unpicking who might be in her cabinet, and also making a meal of politics and a whole lot else with Greg Wallace from MasterChef. All that and more with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast. Yum, and by the way, yum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, welcome. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. And just before we get to the big story, some of your reactions that have been coming in. Of course, it's Talk Radio. It's the home of reaction. You can react on this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you'd like to react in this direction, please do. You can also use social media at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what have we got?
Lots coming in, John. Robert Peston says, hi, Angela. So sorry I couldn't come yesterday. I had a family emergency, so I couldn't call. And someone else says, Angela Eagle looks like the daughter of Boris Johnson's parents, who was largely ignored.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then you know what to do. Let's talk about today's big story. So We don't know what's quite going to happen once Theresa May gets her kitten-heeled feet under the desk at number 10. We know she's going to be announcing a new cabinet. Of course, she'll be Prime Minister by tomorrow. But the question is, who is she going to pick to serve with her? David Cameron this morning has had his final cabinet meeting. How many of them will stay on? Who are the runners and riders? To find out, let's play a game of Theresa May's new cabinet runners and riders. Top Trumps. On the phone to help us out with this is an expert. I'm going to call her an expert. She's called Natasha Clark, and she's a journalist at Redbox at the Times. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being there on all our behalves. Now, Natasha, you can help us out with this, all right? So I mean, there are many in contention. We can't go through them all because, obviously, Theresa May's got a sort of pick of the pack, really. But let's start with some of the big names that people are saying would probably get a spot in the cabinet, right? And just work them out in a series of top Trump categories. These are the categories. Experience, stance on Brexit, sleaziness, scandal, parliamentary expenses claimed, and fear factor. Natasha, does that sort of cover it all off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you've got them all there.
Right, okay. So let's start, why don't we, then, with, let's go Boris Johnson, because people are saying that Boris Johnson should well be in there, should be have a position in the cabinet. What are your thoughts on Boris Johnson, first of all?
Well, I mean, obviously, when we think about Theresa and what she's got to do today, she's got a bit of a big job on her hands in trying to unite the cabinet back together. And Boris, obviously, campaigning for the Brexit side when she was on the Remain side, it would look good for her to kind of perhaps bring Boris Johnson back into the fold.
Yep.
He's got a lot of experience, so tick, maybe nine for experience if we're ranking him.
That's good.
And he was
which
a Brexiter.
Yep.
So I guess that, you know, probably doesn't bode so well for him, but that bodes well for the country, who obviously voted for Brexit.
What about sleaziness?
He's definitely got a high sleaze factor. He's been involved in quite a number of scandals over the years.
Yep.
He's been quite hushed up, so we'd have to mark him quite up for that. On fear factor, I probably wouldn't put him as too scary. I think his kind of, you know, blonde kind of mop head kind of makes him, you know, look kind of a friendly face. I wouldn't be too scared of him if I were on the other side of the cabinet table. But
what about if you were on the, going back to the sleaziness, you might not be too frightened of him on the other side of the cabinet table. What if he was looming up close trying to have an affair with you, Natasha?
Oh, well, that would definitely scare me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, certainly scare me as well. But he's got the zip wire buffoonery, hasn't he? He's basically the MP for buffoonery.
Yeah, I'd say he's got the fun factor, maybe not the fear factor. But at the same time, you know, you had the muddle with, you know, Michael Gove, who was his campaign manager. He then went to run his own campaign. So, you know, there's definitely stuff going on behind the scenes with Boris. And, you know, sometimes we don't really know what's going on with him. I'm not sure how much Theresa May would want to trust him to have him in the cabinet, but it might be good to get him back into the fold.
OK, well, let's look at Michael Gove, of course, a character title, Sith Lord. Michael Gove experience.
Oh, he's got loads of experience. He was a journalist. He came into the Parliament in around 2005. He quickly went into the shadow cabinet. He was made Secretary of State very, very quickly. He was education, but he wasn't very popular then. Then he got pushed into justice, and he's been a little bit more popular there. So, tick for experience. Definitely would be good to have him in the fold. And a Brexiter as well.
Yep.
Great to have him on Theresa May's top team. However, he is, like you say, he's pretty scary. He's even been dubbed the Frank Underwood from House of Cards.
Yep.
So, can Theresa May trust him to bring him in? Who knows?
Yeah. Let's look at scandal then. This obviously is part of sleaziness as well, of course. Scandal involving Michael Gove.
Not really too much to report here. I mean, there's been a few rumours from his time at university, but generally he's been fairly scandal-free. Like I say, he wasn't very liked when he was at the Department for Education.
Yep.
But then obviously he went and stabbed Boris Johnson in the back.
Yeah.
His position as campaign manager, stabbed him in the back saying, you know, screw you, Boris, I'm going to run on my own. So, you know, definitely one to watch.
Yeah, all right. We've got, I mean, the facts I've got here about the sleaziness as well is he spent money on his home, but some of it went to David Cameron's mum's interior design company.
Oh, I think that's quite nice, isn't it? You know, if your boss is David Cameron, you might want to spend your money in her interior design company too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The
National Association of Head Teachers said he created a climate of bullying, fear and intimidation as well, of course. We mustn't forget that. That's
really
fear factor.
Like him there.
Yeah. but there is, of course, every school now has a Bible with his name in the front.
It does, yes, exactly. That's you know, he spent a lot of money on that, but he was pretty pleased about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, right, let's move on. Let's go for a woman. Let's go, Karen Bradley could be in the running, of course. She's the MP for Staffordshire Moorlands. What do we know about Karen Bradley?
Well, she, you know, is a fairly junior minister. As far as we know, there's not too much sleaze on her. She's quite not that well known. She has been on the Work and Pensions Select Committee, and she's also been working for the 1922 Committee. She's now working in the Whip's office.
Yep.
So as a junior minister, there are a lot of junior ministers that are looking to kind of get a head up here. If you saw some of the pictures of Theresa May outside making her speech yesterday, they were all lined up behind her, making sure they were in the front.
Yep.
And Karen Bradley was among that. Yep, she's not been in Parliament really long enough to kind of been involved in too many sex scandals. She's worked at the Home Office. She's got a fair amount of experience. Maybe I'm Michael, maybe like 5 or 6 on experience. Not quite as much as Michael Gove or Boris Johnson.
No.
But she's definitely a nice, safe pair of hands. If Theresa May wants to, you know, get the country back.
The biggest scandal I could find about her was that she once bought a dictaphone for £650 and used her expenses to pay for it.
Well, I mean, what was she using that for?
I mean, that's
what I want to know.
Well, you know, you shouldn't use a dictaphone. You should always use your finger. We'll come to expenses in a moment. Let's go Chris Grayling. Chris Grayling, of course, Leader of the House of Commons. He's experienced.
He's very experienced, yep. He's been around 15 years around in government. He's quickly appointed the Shadow Cabinet as well. He was a Brexit supporter.
Yep.
So there's rumours that he might be going to what Theresa May is going to be calling the Brexit Minister.
Right.
In charge of the Brexit negotiations. Yeah, he's very experienced, definitely 10. Not too sleazy, but I think he looks a bit scary. He's kind of got a mixed record as well. He voted for gay rights, which is great, but hunting, not so great.
Yep.
Quite in favour of military action.
Yep.
Does look a little bit scary. He was the Leader of the House, and looked a bit scary to me when he was in Parliament there. So it'd be great for Theresa May to get him on side as well as she could. And also, he was her campaign manager, so he's expecting a big job.
Yeah, no, OK, this is good. Let's end on Philip Hammond, Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs, of course, a.k.a. Big Phil. What do we know about Big Phil?
Big Phil and Theresa May are pretty good mates, as far as we know. Again, he's got a lot of experience. He's definitely tipped for a big job, possibly Chancellor. We're not entirely sure, but he's the Foreign Secretary at the moment.
Yep.
He's proved himself to be a safe pair of hands. He's an ally for Mrs. May. He's been backing her throughout the campaign. He's backed her all weekend. He's got very, very low sleaze rating, low scandal rating. And he seems quite a nice guy, so I think he could probably take on the role of Chancellor pretty well.
He did, though, did he not grant diplomatic immunity to a billionaire in return for being made an ambassador of St. Lucia so that the billionaire could have a cheaper UK divorce? That's sleazy-ish, isn't it?
A little bit sleazy on the downside, but Theresa May's quite a private person. She'll probably go, you know what, Big Phil, don't worry about it. We can keep you on side. I can probably forgive that and put it under the table for you.
All right, he was a goth at school, Fear Factor.
Yes, thought that was really interesting. I mean, I can imagine him in a bit of eyeliner and a black T-shirt. might be a bit scary. But at the same time, you know, when you're a foreign secretary, you've got to be diplomatic. You've got to be a bit scary, but not too scary to scare them all off. So
yep.
He's definitely got that experience.
Also claimed gay marriage was damaging. So that's making him a little bit scary as well. Quickly look at the expenses as well. This is the top trumps, of course. Cornelius has been working this out. So who has spent the most, of our money?
In number one is Karen Bradley.
Right, Bradley.
She claimed £2,167 monthly rent on a property in Little Venice, which was reported as part of the expenses scandal.
Yes.
Her total is thought to be over
she's at the top. She's got the top.
She's
score.
Number one. Yeah, right. Priti Patel not far behind her.
And who's least expensive?
That will Chris Grayling.
Grayling. All
yeah.
right. Okay. Natasha, thank you very much
for your help.
It's great. That's Natasha Clark. She's from Redbox at the Times, political journalist. I think we've worked. We'll work this out and bring you the sort of most and least offensive. But that's essentially the details of it, but in terms of the game of runners and riders, top trumps, that's the cards we're being dealt. So we will have to work out who's least favourable in that cabinet and who isn't as the afternoon wears on. Right, it's Talk Radio. It's just gone 1:30. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's revealed he's received death threats. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
The Labour leader says threats have been made to his life and other MPs are also receiving abuse. Mr Corbyn's trying to keep hold of his job, which is being challenged by Merseyside MP Angela Eagle. But a brick's also been thrown through the window of her constituency office. Jeremy Corbyn says that's extremely concerning. Security's being stepped up at the building in Wallasey and police are investigating.
Theresa May has led tributes to David Cameron at his final cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. She says he's always put the country first, while the Chancellor George Osborne has highlighted some of his achievements, like the introduction of gay marriage. Two trains have crashed head-on in southern Italy, killing at least 11 people. Dozens more have been injured in the accident in Puglia. A man and woman have died in a shooting in a village near King's Lynn. Norfolk police say the couple were found dead just after midnight in Magdalen. And Marks and Spencer is warning around 7,000 staff face pay cuts as part of plans to make the firm more sustainable. The company plans to cut premium pay for Sundays, bank holidays and antisocial hours, but is suggesting an increase in basic pay. The weather, scattered showers across southern and western Britain, which could turn thundery and potentially heavy this afternoon. Highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you so much. That was really, really good. I just popped out. It wasn't really...
I was aware of
paying
that.
Paying attention.
Thanks.
No, it's fine. Right, Victoria is here.
Yeah.
And with her mouth... Mm-hmm. We'll be saying a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock in around 25 minutes' time. I'd very much like it. I'd be obliged if you would make that news story up, please. You can get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yep. Cornelius wasn't in the room either, clearly. Also, Lonely Lunch Club's on the way. If you're eating your lunch alone, then why not enter with us the Tupperware Hall of Despair? And we'll help you through it. You can get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some reactions coming in then as we played a game of Theresa May's new cabinet, runners and riders, top trumps. I like the way that just trips off the tongue as well. So, I mean, we were learning about the sleaziness and scandal factors. Michael Gove apparently took part in a five in a bed romp at uni.
Really?
Apparently so, yeah.
Legend.
Yeah, I wonder if he, you know, like with Boris, stabbed everyone in the back. What are your reactions that have been coming in? Cornelius.
Lots coming in. someone
it's
said
a horrible thought, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine waking up to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Yes, Michael says he played the American Top Trump version and it's just one card with Donald Trump on.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's a shame. And also, this is coming from Sally. Obviously, earlier we were talking about stories about your neighbour's pets visiting on BBC Local Kent. And she said, Sally in Dartmoor, her neighbour, says that since last week, a lynx has been visiting every day. And while she knows she shouldn't feed it, she just does, John.
Just does. That's why all the children in the locale have gone missing. So it's coming up to a time, and the time it's coming up to is this. It's time for Headline Hijack. As previously intimated, by 2 o'clock, we will have picked a winner of today's Headline Hijack. It could well be you. The lines are open for you to send your made-up news story into us. All you need to do is know some words. And then if you do know some words, then put them down on text or tweet in the form of sentences that sort of, when together, create the illusion of a made-up news story. Fib, fabricate, and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. You wouldn't be the first. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
For these made-up news stories that are already coming in, thank you very much. This is from Lee. In a dramatic twist to the ongoing Labour leadership crisis, the National Executive Committee have said that if Jeremy Corbyn is automatically put on the ballot for the party leadership, all former party leaders will also be offered a chance to run without nomination. Tony Blair is said to be considering going for it as he's desperate for a strong Labour leader who is not scared to start another illegal war post-Chilcot. Thanks very much, Lee, for that. Cornelius, what have you got?
This has come in from Michael, who says the official list of unfamous celebrities who are going to quit the country following the appointment of Theresa May has been announced.
Oh, good. I always look forward to this.
Yeah, the list of people looking to use any news story to get their name in the papers include Vicky Patterson, Keith Chegwin and Dave Benson Phillips.
Right. Following the news that thousands of primary schools in England are to be offered the chance to follow an Asian style of teaching of maths. I don't know whether you saw that in the news. The Education Board are said to be considering getting rid of all cutlery in school canteens and replacing them with chopsticks in an effort to curb knife crime in school. And some critics have argued why this may be the case. It could lead to an increase of nunchuck attacks in the classroom. Faintly racist text coming there from Nicky Morgan, the Education Secretary. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Can you read one out?
Oh, yeah, I can. According to... Who's this from? Thomas, he says, Dartmoor Zoo could be facing a fine from the British Zoological Society after it admitted that it gave up on the search for the missing lynx over the weekend. Zookeepers at the zoo apparently said that they couldn't be bothered and that it'll probably either come home when it wants or get hit by a car.
You've got a made up... A made-up news story. Well, you know what to do with it. Right, also Lonely Lunch on the way as we meet somebody lunching alone. If it is you, then you can get on the list to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. You're listening to Talk Radio. Tuesday afternoon, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 is a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the North Van M1 in Hertfordshire towards 5 at Watford, where two lanes are blocked because of an accident. And in Ware, the Westmore Road, A602, is closed because of an accident near the A10. Old Bridge, Wolverhampton Road, as you head south towards Birmingham, that's reopened after a vehicle fire. A breakdown on Cheshire's southbound M6 is causing delays between 19 at Knutsford and 18 at Middlewich. Northumberland's A189 in Cramlington still blocked south at the Moor Farm roundabout by an accident. And Pembrokeshire's Serpentine Road in Tenby still closed both ways after a serious accident near Narberth Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
a seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Grimm. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the news moves faster than something very fast indeed, and things keep changing, of course. Theresa May will be the new Prime Minister by tomorrow, we know that. We know that Jeremy Corbyn could be on a ballot paper or not by the middle of the afternoon. We'll keep you posted as to whether or not he's on a bit of paper. But the thing is, it's moved so fast, it's just so complicated. The news is so complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because regular listeners know by now that this is the programme that breaks the news down for you to make it easier to digest into its component parts. And when you break the news down, of course, what you end up with, if you strip all of just the complex bits of it you don't need away, all of the news, just get right down to the nitty and also the gritty of it, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. We explain the news to you using five syllables, seven syllables, and then another five syllables. We call it the news in haikus.
Well, they all said that Theresa May, and she only bloody well has.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Now then, you join us inside Talk Radio in the afternoon is very own Tupperware Hall of Despair, a hallowed chamber made of cheap yet secure, fresh keeping plastic. Once inside the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you simply will not go off for ages. Welcome. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to join the Lonely Lunch Club? Are you eating alone? Are you a lonely what lunch? If you are, this is the radio feature for you, because it's where we will call you, if you supply us with your number, and be your virtual friend and or colleague, able to chat and chit about that and about this. Get on the list. Lonely Lunch Club at talkradio.co.uk. Someone who's done just that today. It's called Michael. He's on this telephone here. Hello, Michael.
All right, mate.
Oh, very well, thanks, yeah. Michael, welcome to the Lonely Lunch Club. Questions that have to be asked. One, where are you?
I'm in my bedroom on my computer.
And more specifically and wider?
In Luton.
That'll do. I don't know why that was so difficult. And what do you do, Michael? Not in your bedroom on your computer. That is too much information, which I do not want. And I know there's not much to do in Luton, so that figures.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm a community manager for a games company called Incor.
Oh, okay.
So I do the social medias.
Oh, right. So you haven't got a proper job.
No, not at all. Okay. That's why I'm on my computer in my bedroom.
In your bedroom, yeah. Good. There's nothing like working from home, is there? So, what are you... we know now why you're lonely lunching, because obviously you're a social media manager and thus have no friends that are real.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but what are you having for your lunch? That's an important question.
I just had a croissant. That was nice.
Ooh, la-di-da. Mm.
Yeah, a bit of jam.
Ooh, get the people of Luton. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, you've got ideas above your airport. What? A croissant for lunch. Very sophisticated. Very European, if you don't mind me saying so, Michael.
Yeah, a bit continental, you know.
Yeah, I like the way you're still reaching out the hand of friendship across the channel in these post-Brexit times.
I'm glad someone is.
So the rules of Lonely Lunch are these, Michael. We are available to you. We are yours to chat about whatever you like, of course. If you wish to discuss the main news of the day, the politics or anything else, we are here for you. Imagine your place of work is your bedroom, right? So imagine that we just strolled in like an awkward colleague, right? And obviously, you know, you've got to close your laptop really quickly because you're not really doing any work. You're probably looking at one of those tubes that there are. And we've just walked in, and now a conversation has to awkwardly start. Where do you want to go, Michael?
I'll tell you what. Did you see the Evil Tory theme tune video that's been going around the internet at the moment?
That's good. I did see the Evil Tory theme tune video, yes.
Because my mate made that.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good, isn't it?
I used to write radio jingles for him.
Did you?
And he's been doing that
right.
in his spare time.
I did see it, yeah. And it was what he'd done was make a... he'd taken David Cameron humming, because David Cameron was obviously humming that tune when he went back into Downing Street yesterday. A lot of people talking about that. And he turned it into a classical piece of music, I think, didn't he?
More of a sort of Darth Vader kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And we've got the thing is, I know what he did with the music, right? But what you will be surprised to learn is because obviously here is the radio, and we've had some specialists analysing this... This humming, and I know Classic FM did the same sort of thing, didn't they? But we've also got a clip of that, Michael. But obviously we haven't added music to it, but we've just got the actual bit where David Cameron did the humming. So I think we can play it. So good that you brought it up. But okay, so this is David Cameron doing his speech yesterday. Went back into number 10 Downing Street humming. We've had the specialist engineers here analysing the hum, and it turns out they recorded more of the hum than you thought, and you can actually hear what the tune was.
Obviously, with these changes, we now don't need to have a prolonged period of transition. And so tomorrow I will chair my last cabinet meeting. On Wednesday, I would attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions. And then after that, I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation. So we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much. Right.
See, it was actually there.
Well, there it is.
It was there already. He actually did it. So, you know, and that's to herald the arrival of Theresa May, of course, into number 10 Downing Street. So, have you created a viral in your time? Have you? Michael, in the world of social media?
I've done some cool things that are a bit nerdy, if you want to talk about those. We did a... So I work for a video game company, and they're releasing a new game, which is like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of thing. So we did one on Facebook. That was fun.
Did it fly? Was it...
It flied in the community of people who play the game. Yeah. It didn't exactly explode, but...
So people who are already aware of the game
played
the game. Yeah. Look, here's a bit of advice for you, right? Because, you know, what's popular on the internet, right? You're a social media manager. What's popular on the internet?
Pictures of dogs.
Yes. Getting warmer, yes.
Awful memes.
Yes.
You know.
Back towards
that kind of thing.
Yeah,
existential loneliness.
Amusing.
Videos.
Of.
Are you going to say cat videos?
Yes. Right, so that's the most... Right, cat videos and porn are the most popular things on the internet, right? Cat porn videos, right, are the most searched for term on, weirdly, AskPodcast's computer. But what I'm thinking is you could create a viral here, right? Because what's everyone talking about? The Downing Street cat, right? Larry the Downing Street cat, yeah? Who's staying in Downing Street, he's living with Theresa May, he's moving in with Theresa May. And if you can come up with a viral idea, Michael, of Larry the Downing Street cat, this afternoon is a time that could go. You could be a viral if you do that. So I'm just putting that out there to you. All you need is the picture of a cat, and you make its mouth move in a funny way or something. Or you go to Downing Street yourself, find the cat. And then, you know, amusingly throw it at a trampoline or whatever it is that people like to do with cats for videos.
I think the better idea would be to have a video of Theresa May perhaps trying to make friends with the cat, and the cat just urinating on her or something like that.
That's good.
That might be a more...
That would go viral. Okay, well, here's what we need to do, right? So if you go to Downing Street this afternoon, right, because she's hanging around there because she's moving her stuff in, her shoes and stuff, then all you need to do is get the cat, right? And I think Theresa May has to not, because she'd move. So you have to wait for Theresa May to also urinate, right? So she's on the toilet, Theresa May, right? And then you have to feed the cat with, what a cat's drink? Milk.
Mm.
Yeah. That I drew. And then take the cat in and aim its urine at Theresa May while she is in turn urinating on it.
I reckon put a Barocca in the milk as well, so it's a funny colour.
What, when it comes out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So other Baroccas are available.
Mm.
And if you could get a video of the cat, as you rightly say, urinating on a urinating Theresa May, I think your video would go viral.
Mm.
I think it would be difficult for it not to go viral.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It would.
I think we've helped.
Yeah.
That's. I hope we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely.
Yeah, well, you've had a go. You've had a go.
We've given our best shot. Good. That is that's Michael, who is going to have a very odd afternoon now. But if you'd like to be in Lonely Lunch Club, if you'd like to be in the top of a hole of despair, get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email address. That's how you get in touch for Lonely Lunch. You can get on the list, get on the email address. Now, there's the small matter of today's texting. We are aware, of course, that David Cameron has chaired his final cabinet meeting. He will take his final Prime Minister's questions, I think, tomorrow afternoon, before Theresa May becomes Prime Minister. Now, that means, of course, being his last one. It's like at school when you can take games in. The rules are, the parliamentary rules, and this is the 1922 Committee's rules, are that you can ask David Cameron, or the Prime Minister, of course, anything you like, right? Mm. About anything, right? It's just any question. It doesn't have to be related to parliamentary affairs.
Anything goes.
On the last Prime Minister's questions, like bringing games in at school, you can ask anything you'd like. So, if you'd like to suggest some questions, then you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, and Jeremy Corbyn will be allowed to put these questions.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, if he's still Labour leader by tomorrow. I mean, who knows? But these are some questions. And any, your local MP can legitimately stand up and throw these questions at David Cameron, should you wish that to happen. So, already some coming in. We thank you for them. Paul's been on. If you had to invade one country, who would it be and why? And David Cameron would have to answer these as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly.
He's obliged.
That's from Dan. What else is coming in?
I thought someone could go down the Matt Baker route. Remember the time on the One Show when it was vaguely interesting? That one time.
Oh, hang on.
On the One Show when it was
vaguely
sort of... There's that one, it was like 3 seconds at the end of the...
No, really? No.
Yeah, David Cameron was on it.
Right.
And Matt Baker just went, oh, yeah. And then like, just one more question. How do you sleep at night?
That bit was interesting,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But then it went back to Giles Brandreth doing reports from around the country about onions.
Yeah.
Prime Minister, order, Prime Minister, I have a question for the Prime Minister. Yes, there, the Right Honourable Gentleman on last Prime Minister's questions has a question for the Prime Minister. What is your question for the Prime Minister? Thatcher, Queen, Pig, kiss, bed, or marry? Thatcher, Queen, Pig. And he has to answer that honestly.
He does.
I think he'd go...
Well, he'd obviously marry Thatcher.
Yeah, he'd marry Thatcher. I think he'd kiss the Queen. But he'd definitely do that thing with the pig again. If you've got a question for the Prime Minister you'd like to see tabled at tomorrow, his final Prime Minister's questions, then do get that question to us and we'll be sure to pass it on to the House. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right then. So, headline hijack. In 3 minutes' time, Victoria will be here opening her news mouth. Within it will be a fib and a fabrication and a fake, which we'd like you to supply. You know by now how headline hijack works. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and maybe switch their radios on at 2 o'clock and obviously believe the news. This is from Andrew in Wanstead. Good afternoon, Andrew. Buckingham Palace has today confirmed rumours that Prince Charles has indeed adopted a wholly vegetarian diet, apart from meat that he has foraged for himself. This morning, while on an official visit to Madrid, the prince was presented with an octopus for dispatch. It will now feature on the menu at a banquet to be held in his honour this evening. I think Andrew's been drinking this lunchtime, that's what I can assume. Cornelius, what else have we got coming in?
This has come in. This is from George, who says, after advisors have warned of a climate change domino effect, the pizza delivery company Domino's have announced that they are going to go carbon neutral by delivering their pizzas by a special catapult that will frisbee pizzas across town. I think that's quite unlikely.
It's, yeah, I mean, it'd take more work than is possible to... Anyway, Marks and Spencers are rumoured to be going into recession after sales of Percy Pigs have plummeted by 32.4%. They're conducting focus groups next week to find out why this has happened and find out how they can boost sales again. The front runner of the idea of how to boost sales will be David Cameron buying bag loads of Percy Pigs in order to... Anyway, Cornelius, who's... Who's won today's headline hijack?
Vicky has.
Where does Vicky
hail from? Fulham.
Vicky's in Fulham, in London. Good afternoon, Vicky. Well done. You have the made-up news story in the news, which is next. Also coming, Aidan is here to drop some sick, sick beats. That's what he says. He's a child. Where he reviews new music. That's happening on the programme today. The comedian Andrew Maxwell will join us later on to play a Euro 2016 pest attack-themed game of Band or Moth. There will be a diversity paper review. And we'll kickstart a Kickstarter up the arse. We'll kick a Kickstarter up the arse. Right, almost 2 o'clock. Victoria's got the news next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn calls for calm after death threats. There's been a deadly head-on train collision in Italy. And Matt Damon reveals who he wants to be the next Bond.
Talk Radio.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has revealed people have threatened to kill him as uncertainty surrounds the future of the party. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
As well as the death threats that have come his way, Jeremy Corbyn's revealed other MPs are receiving abuse. He says it's extremely concerning the constituency office of his leadership rival Angela Eagle has been attacked. Merseyside police are investigating after a brick was thrown through the window. Now, it all comes as Labour's ruling body meets to decide if Mr. Corbyn will automatically be included in the leadership contest without enough support from his own MPs. He says he should be allowed to because it's his job, but has appealed for party members to act with calm while it all unfolds.
MPs have been paying tribute to David Cameron as he's chaired his final cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. Theresa May, who'll take over as PM tomorrow evening, says he's always put the country first. Jeremy Hunt is the Health Secretary.
There was a feeling across the cabinet of great pride at what David Cameron's achieved over the last 6 years, but also huge gratitude to him for what he's achieved for the country and the way that he's changed the Conservative Party.
20 people have been killed in a head-on train collision in southern Italy. The accident happened on a single stretch of track in the middle of an olive-growing area of Puglia. Dozens of others have been injured and many people are trapped in the wreckage. It's been confirmed former Sunderland and England footballer Adam Johnson's lost his appeal against his conviction for child sex offences. He was jailed for 6 years in March for engaging in sexual activity with a 15-year-old fan. He now has 14 days to make a renewed application to appeal. The London mayor is calling on the government to strip Southern Rail of its franchise, saying he's appalled by the misery passengers are facing. The train company says it will be able to provide a better service over the next month as it's cut 341 trains a day because of a shortage of staff and the threat of industrial action. And Matt Damon has revealed he found it much harder to prepare for fight scenes for the new Bourne film than last time round, which was 9 years ago. The actors admitted it was physically demanding to get back into his role of the former CIA assassin, which he last played when he was 29. Despite all the interest in reprising the role, he was keen to speak about another secret agent, saying he'd love to see Idris Elba play James Bond.
I think he's brilliant. I'll watch him in anything, and he makes everything he's in better, and he would make that franchise better. He's awesome.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers across southern and western Britain, which could turn thundery and locally heavy this afternoon, highs of 20 degrees.
Victorian Moon. Identity. Victoria Bourne.
I've never seen any of the Bourne films.
Not even ones you've made.
I haven't made any films.
Really?
Don't suggest that.
Okay. 4 minutes past 2 o'clock, then. Victoria.
I really honestly haven't. Stop it.
Okay. Snapchat.
I don't even have Snapchat.
I don't know what it is. I've just heard of it. Who's got the sport?
Mother Ben.
Mother Ben is a new mother. We know that.
Yeah.
He's stronger for it. And he's got the pre-recorded sport. Here he comes.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
Ben.
We'll start with some transfer news. Tottenham have completed the signing of Dutch striker Vincent Janssen from AZ Alkmaar. It's a 4-year deal subject to international clearance for a reported fee of £17 million. Elsewhere, Swansea have announced the signing of defender Tyler Reid on a 3-year deal. That's from Manchester United for an undisclosed fee. And Stoke City midfielder Glenn Whelan has signed an improved 2-year deal with the club. That'll keep him at the Britannia until 2018. Brendan Rodgers takes charge of Celtic for the first time in a competitive game this evening. The Hoops are in Gibraltar for the first leg of their Champions League second qualifying round tie against part-time outfit Lincoln Red Imps. Finally, onto golf. Former US Open champion Justin Rose is hoping his injury problems this season won't plague him during the Open. The Brit's been hampered with a bad back in recent weeks. Play begins at Royal Troon on Thursday with Rose easing himself back to full fitness. He hopes the worst is behind him.
Nothing you can do about it, to be honest with you. It's one of those things. So I worked incredibly hard to be back and fit and ready. And that's the nature of it. It's the nature of being a golfer, I suppose. And obviously it's the nature of getting a little bit older. And it's the nature of having played a lot of golf through my career.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following an international tribunal that's ruled that China does not have exclusive control over the South China Sea, the government has threatened to recall every product in the world that was made in China. If it goes ahead with the move, it could see up to 45% of items being transferred back into the country.
Thanks, Victoria. That was the news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Love music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, good afternoon then. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And, well, some more breaking news for you this afternoon. A story has just broken that a stray cat has launched its campaign to replace Larry the Downing Street cat as the Prime Minister's cat. The number 10 cat, of course, is a fixture of political life at number 10, but many consider Larry the cat to be ineffective. Someone has thrown a brick through his little cat house as well. And they've said he's ineffective because he sleeps more than he catches mice. Now, the stray cat told a press conference that Larry had to go, as with a new government being put in place, Downing Street needed a new cat, a stray cat, who was tough on mice and tough on the causes of mice. Angela Eagle has also announced her candidacy to be the new Downing Street cat because she says eagles also catch mice. She told that to an empty press conference of no one. And a late bid, Talk Radio's own George Galloway announced his candidacy of being the Downing Street cat by getting on all fours and mewing at the actress Rula Lenska like he did on Celebrity Big Brother that time. It's 8 minutes past 2 o'clock and, well, it's time for some work experience punditry. If you're just listening to us for the first time, hello, and of course, a big welcome to you. What you get now is work experience punditry. It's the next generation of broadcasters, of critics, of pundits, road tested here on Talk Radio in the afternoons by work experiences. Work experience I, to give them the plural. And the reason we do this, of course, is that we don't have to pay them. On a Tuesday, Aidan comes in.
Hi.
And drops his sick beats by reviewing new music. Is that what the kids still say?
No.
Okay. What do you do now? What do the kids do now if you don't drop the sick beats?
I don't know. Okay. Spitting bars.
Oh yeah,
is fairly relevant.
All right. Well,
I mentioned that before.
Spit us some bars.
Okay. So first today we've got Shura. Now,
don't call me Shirley.
Alan Shura.
No. S-H-U-R-A, right?
Shura.
And she's a female singer-songwriter from Manchester, and she's released her debut album, Nothing's Real, came out on the 8th of July, and I think we've got a clip from one of the first singles she released from it way, way back last year.
Right.
Called Too Shy. All
right. Yeah.
There was a collective sigh in the room. I don't think anyone liked it, which is a shame, because I love it. No?
No. Sorry, what?
No, not you didn't like it. I think I chose the wrong
song. I nodded
song.
Off as she spat some bars.
To be fair, I did think that's probably my fault. I think I chose the wrong song.
Well, what sort of music review are you?
What,
have you brought the wrong song in?
No.
You brought a Kate Bush song in.
Yeah, no. Well, okay, so basically the album is kind of like... A bit like Kate Bush, a bit like Madonna as well, in a prime. There's also a song, the title track of the album sounds a lot like a Kylie Minogue track from like 7 years ago. It's a bit bizarre. But in general, the album is actually very, very good.
Really?
Yes, it is, generally.
Okay.
Kind of, she has a very good knack of writing very, very good melodies. So pretty much in all of the choruses of her track.
After that one, she did that.
No. If you listened closely, John, you would have heard it.
I was asleep.
And yeah, all the melodies and all of the tracks are actually really, really excellent. In general, it's quite...
Is she your sister?
No. I'm enthusiastic about the album because it's really good and no one else likes it and it's really annoying me. So I'm really trying my hardest to sell it to you.
All right.
Um, The only downside about the album is the last two tracks. Now, most of the songs are pretty much your standard pop length, just kind of 3 to 4 minutes. It's a 14-song album, which is quite long by any stretch of the imagination. The last two tracks are 10 and 9 minutes, respectively. I know. The track 13, White Light, was also released as a single, originally 7 minutes long as the single. So that's just the single.
Right.
And pretty much it's a two-part song. The first part is, you know, a song. The second part is kind of like an extended jam. And then the album version of that track has an extra 3 minutes added on of just kind of ambient.
I know you just said you were selling it to me, but
yeah,
you, but you're doing the opposite.
Well, I'm trying to be balanced here.
Okay, fine.
And then the
is that why you're on one leg?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And
it's a and tribute to Heather Mills. Oh.
I was wondering.
And the final track, The Space Tapes, is just drivel. 9 minutes worth of it.
Just said, she's great, and now you're saying it's part drivel.
It's because this really annoyed me, because like 12 songs, absolutely barnstorming, really, really good, great melodies, great choruses.
Well, no, because that
nice
one wasn't barnstorming, was it? I mean, if you were in a position where you needed to storm a bar...
Yeah, you wouldn't
right?
lead with that.
That is not what I'm going to mount the charge with. I mean, look, let's hear it again, right? So imagine there's a barn,
yeah.
Right, and there's a hijack situation,
okay,
right? And you are the leader of the Navy SEALs,
okay.
Right, and you're trying to G up your squad
yeah.
to storm the barn.
Yeah.
You've got to get the hostages to safety
yeah.
and take out the terrorists.
Yeah. Just light some candles and put some...
All right, so, lads, we're going in. We're going in. Sound the rousing war cry. We were trying to find a way to save her. That didn't seem strange. I mean, that barn is staying resolutely unstored.
Wake up, everyone.
I'm pumped, I have to say.
I mean, I suppose you're right. What you could do is, speaking of pumped, pump that in and just knock the terrorists out.
Right?
Right? Like it's sort of musical gas.
Why have the terrorists taken over a barn?
It's a hypothetical situation.
We have your cows.
Yeah, as hostages.
Yeah. Well, that's a very bizarre situation we've just imagined,
well,
isn't it?
Anything could happen in this day and age now, we know that.
I'm never doing this again.
All right, so we've... We've heard from Shearer.
Do you want another one, or are you just going to slag that one off as well?
What, another one of hers?
No.
Oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
Another
yeah.
different track.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Who have you got?
Local Natives, familiar with them?
No, I don't think I am.
So they are an American indie rock band. They've got a new album coming out, and it's called Sunlit Youth, slated for release sometime in September the 9th. And they've released a new single for it called Fountain of Youth. Here it is. How can we quit drugs if we're going to watch like that? Give me 5 good reasons you trust us with our future. We can do whatever we want. We can say whatever we need. And if we don't care, then who cares? We've been dreaming of you. Well, it's better. I mean, using that, you could take out a small shed. Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, or a lean-to.
Right, okay.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not sure it's there to storm a barn.
No,
but
I wouldn't say it was barnstorming, no.
But I think you can... it was certainly better than other things.
I would say it was quite rousing. It's kind of... Do you know what I mean, yeah? I reckon at a concert, that would be a good track to play. I
yes.
So, Fountain of Youth, they released a single before this. I can't remember the name, but, which is also very good. Then they released this one a couple of days ago, and it's... The verse has actually got a really, really killer groove in it. It's very well
Sorry,
written.
What?
A killer groove. Never known. That's
is that what the kids
are
saying now?
Yeah, that's another one for you.
Oh, I love this. It's got a killer groove.
it's as you heard in the chorus, it's got quite an exciting climax. And it is a nice sort of development from some of their earlier stuff. So you can kind of see that as a band, they're developing their songwriting skills. And yeah, it's a good track. I'm excited for the album because I'm actually a fan of their earlier stuff.
Right.
And this is as actually one of the strongest bits of music I've heard them release out of the two other albums that they've released.
Right.
So I'm excited.
And they're called?
Local Natives.
And where are they from, did you say?
Somewhere in America.
Right. So they're not local.
Well, they're local too. If you were in America, they'd be local.
They really didn't think that name through, really, did they?
No, no. All right, so stay with us, Aidan. All right.
try to.
Against my better judgment. What we're going to be talking about next?
So we've got a new Wild Beasts track.
Oh, okay, good.
And Michael Kiwanuka. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Michael Kiwanuka.
Kiwanuka.
One of the BBC's former sounds of 2012.
Yeah,
that long ago?
Yeah, that long ago. He's got some new music out. Unbelievable.
God. Right, and some music news, no doubt. So Aidan's with us, work experience punditry. That's what you're listening to on Talk Radio. We'll do some more next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Tuesdays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Anne?
James, we're going to a 50th garden party and I'm doing dessert. Can you suggest something a bit special I could do with strawberries?
Anne, I'm thinking strawberry and lemon posset.
Oh, lovely.
It sounds fancy, but it's only got four ingredients. Boil some cream and sugar in a pan for 2 minutes, whisk in some lemon zest and juice, pour it into jars, chill in the fridge, then chop up some Asda British strawberries for the top. Pop the lids on, it's as easy as that.
Well, I think I can just about pull that off. They won't know what's hit them.
To try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Eye contact. On the morning commute. With a total stranger. No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're fast, kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Strawberry and lemon posset served in a jam jar? I bet you can already taste it. Well, now you can in the real world. Because, you see, it's not just for Anne. You too can give it a go. Because Asda's British strawberries are just £1.50. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as a full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. Strawberries 400 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Devon southbound M5 is struggling towards an accident near Tiverton. 27 to 28, two lanes are out for the recovery of the five vehicles involved. No change for the anti-clockwise M25. The Dartford Tunnel is closed for emergency repairs, causing severe delays. There's problems on the M6 in the West Midlands, south between 8 for the M5 and 7 for Great Bar. Two lanes are out of action because of cones which have blown into the road. Queues back to junction 10. The M6 south still heavy near Knutsford after early problems at 19. But Bettany's in Northumberland. The A189 in Cramlington has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and or not. You know, you decide. So, the news, before we get back to Aidan's work experience punditry today, music, the news unfolding, of course. Even as I speak, the news continues to unfold. You know how there's that thing where you can... Well, try it. You know, like a bit of paper,
Yeah, I've got a bit of paper here.
That's right, you have. Yes. Can you see how many times you can fold that bit of paper? Right? Because there's a finite amount of times you can fold one piece of paper, right?
Two, three.
Yeah.
It's directly in half, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right.
Four. Five.
Yeah. Six.
Six.
Yeah. And at a push, you could probably get one more out of that if you were stronger than a child.
Stamp on it.
All right. But it's about, I think, seven times you can fold a piece of paper in half. What I was going to say, the news...
Eight.
Now unfold the piece of paper.
Nine.
Unfold it.
Ten, 11. 11, unfold it.
Yeah. No, unfold fast. Fast unfold.
Oh, my God, what's that?
There you go, you see. The news... What? Sorry, that was a bogey I put in. The news unfolds faster than that.
Wow.
But it also folds more times than that.
Right.
And that's why the news... Because think about it, even now, the news is unfolding. A brick has gone through Andrea Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Corbyn has had a death threat. We know David Cameron's carrying boxes out of his stolen stationery out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
As Theresa May enters by the back door. It's just another political rumor. David Cameron has been seen coming out of number 10 Downing Street this afternoon, carrying the head of a pig, the dead head of a pig.
Mm.
And he had something else in his hands. And but what I'm saying is that the news unfolds and folds at a fast rate. And it's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, we like to... David Cameron could. We like to help explain the news on this programme through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
May in, Cameron out, Michael Gove shook it all about.
As did David Cameron. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and Aidan is with us doing work experience punditry for today. He brings music to the yard. So far, we've heard from local natives, an American indie rock outfit, and then something dull called Shear, which wasn't very good. What are we reviewing next, Aidan?
Wild Beasts. They're an indie band from up north.
Yeah.
And they've got their fifth album coming out on August the 5th. It's called Boy King.
Okay,
I've already pre-ordered the special edition coloured signed vinyl. Very excited about it.
Okay, fine.
And they released a second single for that album called Big Cat. We've got a clip of it here.
I did quite like Wild Beast, so yeah. I kind of like that. It's topical as well, what with the escaped links.
Eh?
On Dartmoor. There's an escaped links.
Right. Look, really? Legitimately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have known this. You should be vigilant.
What, just in case I've seen escaped links around?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'd have gone, oh, there's a links, not realising it was the escaped
links. The escaped links.
Yeah. Okay.
How anyway. Many lynxes have you seen?
Lynx Eye.
Well, I had Lynx Africa when I was younger.
What to drink? What?
No, it's deodorant.
Did it work?
No.
Right. So, What speaking of wild beasts.
Yeah.
So Wild Beasts have done a song called Big Cat.
Yeah.
Seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it then?
So I quite like it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
They have stated in many interviews that they intend to change the sound dramatically from each album to the next, which they have done. And so across the four albums that they've currently got out, their songs have got less theatric, much more concise in how they structured them, the harmonies that they use, the textures that they use. And the trend is obviously continuing here. There isn't really much to the song Big Cat. It kind of stays at that level for 3.5 minutes, but it is still very enjoyable. Their first single, called Get My Bang, that's the name of the song, was kind of similarly stark and quite bare in its instrumentation, but was quite, quite an aggressive song.
So that one's about a bear?
No.
This one's about a cat?
No, that one was about...
Sorry, is it a bear or a cat?
This one's called Big Cat.
Right.
That one was about something else.
There used to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
Called BJ McKay, and his best friend was called Bear.
Shut up.
Wasn't a bear, though, was it?
It wasn't a bear.
Shut up.
But it also...
Right, don't encourage him.
It also wasn't a cat.
Shut up.
Because what it was, right, BJ McKay, his best friend, he was a trucker.
Shut up.
In a television series. His best friend was called Bear.
Yeah.
Right? BJ McKay, and he wasn't...
No, Bat! No more BJ the Bear.
It was a monkey.
It was a
chimpanzee.
The funny thing about it was, it was a chimpanzee.
He can't hit work experience, boys.
Asprod Cass.
I'm going to fit in the form.
Came in here and hit us both for talking about this because it drives them apoplectic. So it was a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
but he was called Bear.
Right,
but he wasn't a bear.
No,
he was a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee, yeah.
And it's
bizarre.
It's like Tarzan because he had a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
but it was called Cheetah.
Stop it.
And a cheetah isn't the same animal, is it?
No.
It's a different...
It's a cat. It's a big cat.
Thank you.
There we go.
Which brings us back to the music review.
And there we go. The song's very good. Album I'm quite excited about. As I said, got the coloured vinyl coming. It's going to look great. It's like red. It's like dyed red. And the album art was really cool. So there we go.
Great. anything else? Any music news?
Just some news. This is quite important news, actually. Album sales in America have fallen to a record low. So this isn't just physical copies, this is also digital sales.
So is that a record low or like a CD low?
No, this is a record low, an LP low.
Right.
But the rise in streaming services...
I've got his album.
...has meant that music revenue has actually increased for the first 6 months of 2016. And there are some quite interesting figures here. So compared to January to June last year, sales have fallen to 103.3 million, which is a 13.6% drop. However, a total of 209 billion songs were streamed in the first... This is just in America.
Yeah.
Were streamed in the first 6 months of 2016, a rise by 58.7%.
That is quite staggering.
Which is quite a lot. So you've got to think, first 6 months of this year, you had a lot of streaming exclusives. So you had Beyonce's album Lemonade stream exclusive.
Yep.
You also had Kanye West's album, of course, and those were streamed millions and millions of times. And of course, now you've got loads of different streaming companies entering the market.
Is this still a problem for the songwriters, though? Because there's all that about royalties, and they don't get as much for streaming as they do for album sales.
Well, I mean,
the Queen gets nothing now for music.
Well, it's kind of complicated. No one,
I can't get my head around.
No one really knows how it works. As I've said before, Spotify have been in deep water before about giving artists proper royalties for the songs they make. I mean, I remember there was a band who, just to make a point, released an album totally of silence. They put it on Spotify and asked their fans to just stream it constantly. In order to make a point, and they made like nothing out of it. I mean, it got streamed.
I'm surprised they haven't really put any work in.
No. But despite the fact that it was streamed thousands of times, like for 24 hours at a time,
do you know what though?
They made nothing out of it.
I'd rather listen to that than that stupid first song you played us half an hour ago.
Okay.
Aidan, thank you very much indeed. That is Aidan and his half useful music review for work experience punditry. Still to come on the programme, comedian Andrew Maxwell will be joining us and be forced into playing a Euro 2016 pest attack themed game of band or moth. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock, and we will be helping a Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse. All to come on this radio that you're listening to, which is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's got the news.
On the day Jeremy Corbyn's revealed he's received death threats, Labour's governing body is meeting to decide whether he will automatically be included on the ballot for their upcoming leadership election. The rules are unclear as to whether Mr Corbyn will need the backing of at least 51 MPs and MEPs, many of whom have recently said they don't have confidence in him. The constituency office of his rival, Angela Eagle, has also been attacked, with a brick thrown through a window and some of her staff verbally abused. Theresa May has led tributes to David Cameron at his final cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. She's praised his handling of the terror threat and says he always puts the country first. Ministers gathered at number 10 this morning. The Culture Secretary, John Whittingdale, has been giving an insight into what happened there.
He reflected on, obviously, the period in which he has been Prime Minister. In fact, he's had 215 cabinet meetings, and obviously the achievements that we've had, putting the economy right, setting us back on track, and a lot of wide range of things.
At least 20 people are now known to have died after two trains crashed head-on in southern Italy. Dozens are also injured after it happened in an olive-growing area of Puglia. Footballer Adam Johnson has been refused permission to appeal against his conviction and sentence for child sex offences. The disgraced former England star serving 6 years for engaging in sexual activity with a besotted 15-year-old fan. And the shirt worn by Sir Geoff Hurst in the 1966 World Cup final has failed to sell at auction. It was expected to fetch up to £500,000, but Sotheby's says the reserve wasn't met. The weather scatters showers across southern and western Britain, which could turn thundery and locally heavy. Highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
Victoria, that was on time. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we will very shortly be going out on the streets to find out what the people think. We've also, by the way, and I forgot to mention, today's diversity paper review, where we will be going through the papers in some detail with our diversity for today, which is Mark, who is a brown one. This is Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right. Interesting. Whether the mics came live there just as you heard Victor. What did you say as you were leaving the room?
I was just bragging that I got given a chocolate brownie. It was delicious.
I mean, that's why she got into radio, for the glamour. good. So it's Talk Radio, as intimated. And what happens on Talk Radio in the afternoons is that we like to go out onto the streets. Now, you may be familiar with streets. I don't know whether you've been out on streets before. Have you ever seen streets? Have you been? If you look out of the window now, have a quick look. There might well be a street. If you're driving, as I say, look out of the window. That's, you know, you really should do that for safety reasons. But you might well be driving down a street. And what do you find in the streets? Well, litter, obviously, and tramps. But the other thing you find, or in London, you'd find gold, where the streets are what they're paved with. But also, you may well find that there are people. And if there are people on the streets, you'll always find that those people have a thought or a think. And we like to go out onto the streets to take the pulse of those people. Not literally, we're not medically trained. But the pulse, metaphorically, of the people. To find out what the people think, we send our intrepid team out. We've done it again. Today, what are the nations saying? What do they think? Do they think cash machines or spectacles?
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machine.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
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 Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
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 Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
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 Cash machine.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Oh, spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
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 Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
Cash machine.
Cash machine.
Cash machine.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machine.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
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 Cash machines.
Cash machine.
Cash machine.
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Cash machine.
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Cash machines.
Spectacles.
And there you hear, live from the streets there, what the people are thinking. And they're thinking cash machines or spectacles. But the question is, what do you think? Do you think cash machines? What do you think, spectacles? It's what the people are thinking. You can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word cash machines or spectacles.
Yeah. It's time for the new feature that we've been running, which is where myself and Cornelius sift our way through the newspaper headlines. In the feature we're calling John and Cornelius sift their way through the newspaper headlines. And so it was decided yesterday that for this bit, as is traditional when a broadcast outlet sifts through the headlines, is that we will move from the seats that we sit in the studio ordinarily in front of microphones to the sofa, which we have got here in the studio. There's an actual sofa in the studio. So we're just going to make our way over there now just to sift through the headlines. To be honest, we could have made this a little bit more seamless, but... Anyway, so we'll just make our way over to the headline sifting through sofa.
Right. Just pick up. Need to put that on.
Put these on.
Yeah, that's on.
Put these on here.
Yep.
So.
It's fine, we can hear you.
Right, fine.
It's all good.
So, here's where we sift through the newspapers and... I think that went seamless, that bit.
Yeah.
Because when that happens on the television, what they sort of do on the television is the camera will shift position or they'll throw to something to cover the awkward pause.
Oh.
We've moved to the sofa, we've got sort of weird headsets on.
Next time, Marta, make sure the camera switches to something else.
I'll be honest with you, on the radio, it's sort of pointless, but here we are anyway. So we sift through the newspaper headlines. These are just the headlines, of course. We'll look at things more in depth as the afternoon wears on. But Daily Mirror today, an early election, bring it on, a nation in crisis. The Daily Mail, coronation of Theresa. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Yes, Ali G's favourite newspaper, The Eye. That's gone with May Day. The Times, race to pick up new cabinet as May gets keys to number 10. The Guardian, ban food bankers' bonuses. Apparently food bankers' bonus paid up to 45,000 tins of beans extra than normal, John.
Right, okay. And I've got here, just leafing through, just roughly running through the headlines here. This is in the Telegraph. Workmates cheer as machinery crushes employee of the month.
Oh, that's
That's in the Telegraph. This in the Express. Child sandcastle destroyed by mindless incoming tide.
Mm.
I've got Psychologist magazine as well. Switch off, slow down. 4-week plan to reset your life. I've got Amateur Photographer magazine that are leading with simple setups for better portraits. And Fox Talbot, the major exhibition charts the birth of photography. Oh, and 4 shoulder bags compared, each for £100 for your photographic equipment. That's Amateur Photographer magazine. That's the headline. Con, what have you got?
Yep, lots of Theresa May, just looking at the headlines. The Mirror going with the London Mayor Fawn, the Metro May Day, the Daily Mail, I don't agree with May marriage, yeah. And the Mirror has gone with Enter the May Tricks.
Right, all good puns there. This is a headline here from page 3 of the Times. John Lennon cloned from 1976 pillow saliva. This in the Eye. Peru's caretaker president demands new mop. And finally, organ removed from child after an hour of demo tunes. Those are the headlines. We'll look at some more of those stories in depth, of course, with the Diversity Paper Review, which will be coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitchin Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance, lease, business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading and Citroën contract motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability. Minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Devon southbound M5 is struggling towards an accident near Tiverton. 27 to 28, two lanes are out for the recovery of the five vehicles involved. No change for the anti-clockwise M25. The Dartford tunnel is closed for emergency repairs causing severe delays. There's problems on the M6 in the West Midlands, south between 8 for the M5 and 7 for Great Bar. Two lanes are out of action because of cones which have blown into the road. Queues back to junction 10. The M6 south still heavy near Knutsford after early problems at 19. But better news in Northumberland, the A189 in Cramlington has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Two Mics on Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Captain Graham welcoming you aboard Flight 47 on Porky Airways.
We've got a new policy, and that is if you're fat, you can get on my plane, but you pay more to get it off the ground, OK? The Farnborough Air Show has just unveiled a new aeroplane with wider seats for lard asses, OK? If you eat pies, you pays to flies.
The Two Mics.
Enjoy the flight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be round with a drinks trolley. No food.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
What's this button do?
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Breaking news just in. Cornelius has lost his phone. So if you do see his phone, wherever you are, just have a quick look around. I mean, you might be at work. You're at work. Maybe you're driving, as I say. Maybe you're at home. Or listening to this via an app, walking around. Just stop where you are. Can you just have a quick look? Quick look around and see if you can see Cornelius's phone. Where did you last see it?
I don't know. I had it before we did all that sofa nonsense.
Is it on silent?
What?
Or are you unprofessional?
It's on silent,
so there's no point in ringing it then, is there? So just have a quick look around where you are. Just check down back of your sofa if you're at home. If you've got Cornelius's phone.
Fine, I'll do without for now.
All right. You see, the news is still happening. A lot of people saying, is Theresa May right for the job? That's obviously one of the big questions that people are asking this afternoon. A bit too late, if you ask me. We know that somebody has put a brick through Angela Eagle. We know that Jeremy Corbyn has received a threat. So the news, ever-breaking, ever-changing, ever-complicated, isn't it? The news is complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, on this programme, we help you understand by breaking the news down to its component part. That component part is, of course, my friend, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Corbyn on ballot. Paper, yes, gives Labour some where to wipe their arse.
was in haikus. Look, you haven't even been out of the studio.
I know.
So it's going to be in here somewhere, isn't it?
I think you have it.
I haven't got it. Why would I want your phone?
No.
I haven't got your phone. I haven't got it.
I know. I just need it.
There it is. Right, it's time. Can I get on with the programme now?
No.
Can I get on with the programme now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for the diversity paper review. Is our diversity paper reviewer of today. If you are a regular listener, you will know that the diversity paper review works like any other bog standard paper review that you have on the radio, except there's nothing bog standard about it, because it means we can be the most diverse programme in British broadcasting, because each day our paper review is done by a different diversity, and Mark is a
brown
one. So what has caught your eye, Mark?
Chris Coleman, who's the manager of Wales. He was obviously, he had a big moment in his life last week,
yep,
when he was managing Wales into the semi-final of a European Championship game against Belgium. And it's been revealed today that his ex-wife, who he may not have got on with and left on very amicable terms, apparently texted him the day of the game saying good luck.
Why is that news?
I don't know.
How do people know that as well?
I don't know.
But perhaps he hasn't lost his phone.
Yeah, so I tell you what, it's journalists stealing phones, isn't it?
So,
so they can write these stories.
And yeah, you've got ex-wives, yeah, so you might be texting
several,
you right now.
Several.
Yeah. So you've, so the story is, a man who split up with his wife got a text from his ex-wife,
yeah,
saying good luck in the Welsh game.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, basically. But then, you know, when you kind of, I don't know if you, I'm yet to read your book, which I know is available in all good bookstores.
Quite appalling ones.
I don't know if you've had many exes, but you know when a former lover texts you after many, many years, and you're like, ooh, he might have got that feeling. Do you know what feeling I mean?
Well, no, I don't, but I'm, because everyone I've ever been with hates me. So I don't know that feeling, but is it the one where you think, hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Maybe there's something still there.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Is it... and that's obviously happened to you, because otherwise you wouldn't have had that feeling.
I say almost... It only ever happens to me when the other person's drunk.
Yeah. Do you get booty texted?
No. I used to, but not anymore.
Wow.
It's a sad time.
Yeah, well, if it came out of the blue now, you know...
Yeah,
it'd be even more of a stirring of little Mark, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a committed relationship now, and obviously if it did happen now... It would ruin my life in many, many ways.
Yeah.
Like, you told me it happened last night.
At least I've got a phone call, yeah?
Yeah. And a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
I'm winning on so many levels, yeah.
Literally, Mark's really leagues ahead of you, Con.
Yeah. Add an ex to text me.
Yeah, like, and that. So really, you should keep quiet, mate. Yeah. Okay, good. Mark, what else is in the newspaper? I mean, we should talk about, you know, the big story, in the sense that it's ever-changing, so the newspapers are staggeringly behind on everything, I realise.
Yeah.
But the fact that David Cameron held his last ever cabinet meeting.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of... You wanted to be there for that. That's a sort of fly on the wall. You know, because, like, do they bring games in? You know, they just get to doss about.
Yeah.
And just mess up. So, you know, you've just
Some of them might not have even turned up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
parents are taking them on holiday and stuff.
Yeah, the last day. Yeah. Yeah, you don't do it. I don't see why. I'd like to have been there.
The worst thing for Cameron is, as well, is the people he would have maybe perceived as stabbing him in the back were there in cabinet with him, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were sitting around watching and smiling and saying, you've done a good job, mate. Sure, it's ended this way. And he's sitting there going, you did this.
They're all two-faced scum.
This is all your fault.
Yeah, this is all... Theresa May was there, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, just thought... I wonder if she was sort of just checking out the seat. You know, if she was sort of going, oh, I'm sitting in my normal seat at the moment. But as of, like, Thursday...
Yeah.
I am in that chair, you know.
Maybe
I hope Cameron did a fart on it.
She might be walking around Downing Street deciding how she's going to, you know, decorate the place.
I mean, what's the protocol? She's gone in that cabinet office, right, which she's now in charge of.
Yeah.
But, you know, she might have thought, I never liked that picture, you know, of Anthony Eden. So I'm going to I'll take that down. Put up something, you know, put something else from, you know, from, put up a nice Klee or something, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And just did it in front of Cameron just to spite him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's also weird is that the cat is staying at Downing Street, I believe.
Yeah, well, cats kind of, I don't think they like being moved.
Yeah, so. But that is not how house moving works. If you buy a house and there's a cat that's living there, you don't go, oh yeah, there's a cat as well, that's
yours
now. But
the cat was brought in to kill the mice because it was a mice problem.
Yeah, ah. But...
Will the mice stay there?
I'm not sure.
The mice stay as well as the cat, because otherwise... You can't bring in your own mice.
Okay.
You have to keep the mice that already live in Downing Street. That's an old rule.
So the mice are staying,
yeah.
The cat's staying,
yeah.
But the pig's going.
Yeah, the pig, exactly right, yeah. Because Theresa May, not having a penis, will have no use for the dead pig's head.
So
Cameron is going to take that with him to the new house and install himself in it there. That's how it works.
Do we know where he's moving to? Is he just going back to...
I think he's Airbnb for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just could try and get the property ladder that he's ruined.
Yeah.
what else is in the papers, Mark?
We're diversifying the way maths is taught in this school.
Yeah, we've heard about this earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is A, why, and B, to what?
We're using Shanghai maths lessons in a kind of a Chinese style. I'm not sure what that means. Like, that... It sounds like we're cooking it, doesn't it?
Well,
we're doing maths in the Chinese style tonight, kids.
some would say that maybe George Osborne did his maths in a Chinese style. Because some have accused him of cooking the books. Boom. Boom. Take that, government. Just dropping that grenade in the day.
You're lucky Cameron already resigned, otherwise he probably would have just there and then.
There and then, hearing that bombshell.
Yeah.
It's like we found the mat today, isn't it? Got their number. Because we learnt maths in the Chinese style.
So what is this Chinese style?
I don't really understand it. It's basically, we're going to... load of primary school teachers are being retaught how to teach maths.
But why do we need Chinese maths?
I don't understand how different Chinese
maths is. To work out the numbers on the menu?
Like, maybe. Maybe it's because China's going to take over the world and we need to get to...
That's true.
Yeah. I, for one, welcome our new leaders. I've had to say that around here a lot recently.
Here come the Australians.
True. Either which way, it's coming from the east, isn't it?
Yes, carry on.
So Chinese style of maths. I don't know how different it is from a regular British style of maths, but it's happening in primary schools.
Right, and has this been brought in sort of, you know, post-Brexit? Or has this been going on for a long time?
I think it's been in the works for a while. There was a programme on the BBC about a year ago where they brought some Chinese teachers into a British school somewhere and made them teach maths and other subjects to British kids. And the Chinese... It was somewhere in Hampshire, apparently.
Right. I wonder what the sort of Chinese maths puzzles you get. Sort of, there are 200 dissidents being held in a prison. We kill one a day for being disruptive to government over a period of 2 months. How many dissidents are left alive at the end of the programme of death?
None.
Chinese maths. There you go. Exactly. So,
we're all going to be learning maths in a very similar style.
So, we're going to learn other subjects in other country styles. So, you know, I don't know, German English. I don't know what that would be.
I did that.
German English?
I went to an English class and everyone was talking German when I was at school for the whole year.
Were you at school in Germany?
Yes.
Okay, that'll be it. So, what... But no other subjects at the moment tainted?
No, not yet at the moment. No, I don't know about how anyone else felt about this, but when I was at school, modern languages, learning French was just a disaster, wasn't it? Maybe we need to think about the way we teach different languages.
Well, we don't need the European ones anymore.
Yeah.
And they all speak English anyway, so, you know, because we as a race are intrinsically lazy.
Yeah.
So, screw those guys.
We thought it was easier to invest in teaching them English than it was for us to learn whatever. Yeah. There's just one other story in the paper I wanted to talk about today. It was just something really small in the corner of the Times that caught my eye. We're getting a new Prime Minister.
Well,
when?
What do you mean?
Apparently, it's imminently happening. David Cameron is apparently resigned.
Yeah.
There was this referendum, totally skipped me by.
Yeah.
And David Cameron was on the losing side and has decided to call it a day.
I'm surprised that's not being reported more, no. If I'm honest.
Yeah. It's quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a woman as well.
Is it a Chinese woman?
No, but she does maths in a Chinese way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a... What was that song by... Walking along... Was it a is there a song called The Chinese Way, or have I just made that up? Why am I looking at you, Cornelius? You're 12, you won't remember it. Mark, thank you for your paper review.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. Has Cornelius's phone turned up during any of that, by the way?
I think News Victoria has stolen it.
There's a text come in from Carla who says, Con, I've checked and your phone isn't in Chelmsford. So she's from Chelmsford, she just checked for you. So, if you spot Cornelius's phone out and about, then do let us know, as he has lost it. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Or the location of Cornelius's phone. The big debate is coming next. We'll be joined by the comedian Andrew Maxwell before 4 o'clock. He'll be playing a game of Band or Moth. Ask me why.
Why?
Because of the Euro 16 pest attack. If you remember during the final, there were moths everywhere. One landed on Ronaldo's injured face. As he was lying on the floor. So Band or Moth is what we're going to be playing. As I say, the big debate also at 3 o'clock, which is coming next. And we help a Kickstarter online by kicking it up the arse and giving it radio airtime. If you've got a Kickstarter, by the way, that you want us to get involved with and help, then you can get in touch. Usual way, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody, yeah.
Well, Victoria's going to have the news next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. Or four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn receives death threats. Cameron says goodbye. And find out why gamers are going to a church in Birmingham.
Talk Radio.
Labour is meeting to decide whether Jeremy Corbyn will automatically be included in their upcoming leadership election. He struggled to get inside because of a large media scrum.
Can you let me get into the meeting? It'd be really helpful. Can you guys be really kind for once?
The rules are unclear as to whether the current leader will need at least 51 MPs and MEPs to back him, many of whom recently supported a motion of no confidence. Len McCluskey, the General Secretary of Unite the Union, says it's only fair Mr Corbyn can take on his rivals.
He has to be on the ballot paper in order to defend himself, in order to enter into the debate, the arena of debate, and so that they can challenge him, and that our members, the members in the Labour Party, can then make an appropriate decision as to who they think should be their leader.
It comes as Jeremy Corbyn has called for calm after revealing he's received death threats while a brick was thrown through one of his leadership contenders' office. Security is being increased at Angela Eagle's constituency base after the attack. David Cameron has said goodbye to his team in an emotional final cabinet meeting. Tomorrow is his last official day as Prime Minister before Theresa May takes on the top job. Small Business, Industry and Enterprise Minister Anna Soubry says Mr Cameron's made a big difference during his time at Number 10.
He's changed our economy, he's done the right thing, he's done some tough things, he's done some incredibly great things in my opinion, I will always thank him for doing the right thing by war widows. And the other thing, of course, is all those social changes he's made. The same-sex marriage is an incredibly important thing.
MPs will debate a petition signed by more than 4 million people calling for a second EU referendum in September. It was started after 52% of the vote went in favour of leaving, but the government's already issued a response saying it was clearly outlined by David Cameron that it was a once-in-a-generation vote. At least 20 people have been confirmed dead after two trains crashed into each other in southern Italy. Dozens of people have been injured. A new £4 million space technology centre is going to be built in Buckinghamshire. Futuristic space planes will be tested at a facility on the site of the former rocket propulsion establishment at Westcote. It's hoped it will help give the UK an edge in the industry. And there's been a big rise in people attending a church in Birmingham because it's a key location in the new Pokemon game. The Pokemon Go phone app was released in the US, Australia and New Zealand last week, but copies have been leaked here as well.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scattered showers across southern and western Britain. Some will be thundery and heavy this afternoon. Highs of 20 degrees.
Why doesn't... Right, so I know at the moment, as you rightly said in your news, Victoria, with your news mouth, you said that Jeremy Corbyn was just going into a meeting, surrounded by the media, to find out whether or not his name is going to be on the ballot paper.
Yes.
Right?
Automatically included.
Yeah, automatically included. But if it isn't automatically included, right, why doesn't he just write his name on the ballot paper? Right, because if he just gets... all he's got to do is go through, have the pile of the ballot papers, distract people, write his name on the ballot papers, and then it's there. And then people who want to vote for him, yes, they can.
It'll look a bit makeshift, though, won't it?
Well, I don't know. Has he not heard of Letraset? All he has to do is get the correct font. Because I'm not saying he should take all the ballot papers and then put them through his own printer and print his name on. Because that, as you know, if you've ever tried to do anything like that, to try and print in a box on a printer, it's really quite difficult to position it correctly, so I admit that wouldn't look good. But he could use Letraset, if you remember that, which was where you would use, like a transfer of letters. You could buy sheets of fonts and transfer and scribble over them with a coin, and it would transfer onto the paper.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, keep us abreast of that.
If
that does unfold as a story, you do keep us in touch with your news.
We're expecting a result this afternoon. So,
okay.
If that happens when you're on air, I'll tell you.
Thanks very much. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio. Ben has the sport. This afternoon, he's live from the Rio Carnival.
Hi, Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some transfer news. Tottenham have completed the signing of Dutch striker Vincent Janssen from AZ Alkmaar. It's a four-year deal subject to international clearance for a reported fee of £17 million. Elsewhere, Swansea have announced the signing of defender Tyler Reid on a three-year deal. That's from Manchester United for an undisclosed fee. Stoke City midfielder Glenn Whelan has signed an improved two-year deal with the club. He couldn't return yet until 2018. Brendan Rodgers takes charge of Celtic for the first time in a competitive game this evening. The Hoops are in Gibraltar for the first leg of their Champions League second qualifying round tie against part-time outfit Lincoln Red Imps. Finally, on to golf, former US Open champion Justin Rose is hoping his injury problems this season won't plague him during the Open, where it's been hampered with a bad back in recent weeks. Play begins at Royal Troon on Thursday, with Rose easing himself back to fitness. He hopes the worst is behind him.
Nothing you can do about it, to be honest with you. It's one of those things, so yeah, it's incredibly hard to be back to fitness.
powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben. Ben there with his sport live from the Rio Carnival. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
All right then, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And yes, more breaking news for you this afternoon. A stray cat has now launched its campaign to replace Larry the Downing Street cat as the Prime Minister's cat. The number 10 cat is, of course, a fixture of political life at number 10, but many consider him to be ineffective, spending more time asleep than catching mice. The stray cat has been telling a press conference this afternoon that Larry has to go, with a new government being put in place. Downing Street, said the stray cat, needs a stray cat who's tough on mice and tough on the causes of mice. Angela Eagle has also announced her candidacy to be the new Downing Street cat, because eagles catch mice, she told an empty press conference of no one. And a late bid, we're just getting this, a late bid. Talk Radio's own George Galloway has announced his candidacy to be the Downing Street cat. And he's done that this afternoon by getting on all fours and mewing at the actress Rula Lenska like he did on Celebrity Big Brother that time.
Talk Radio.
Now then, it's time for the big debate.
While strolling through the park one day, it was in the merry month of May.
Now, listening to that on the telephone is Professor William Pronto. Good afternoon. And Nick, long-time listener to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Right, Nick first. You were listening to that there. It quoted the merry month of May. Of course, we are, living in a new era. We've debated this. I mean, the month of May comes up as a subject of debate, obviously quite a lot on the radio. Even we've talked about it before. But now July is the new month of May. And I know you're not happy about the month of May generally. Theresa May aside, I mean, is it the word May? Is it the month of May? Nick, what are you angry about?
No, you're absolutely right. July is very much the new May, except, of course, it's completely fallacious to say that. And July is amazing. And May is, well, it's onomatopoeic, isn't it? It's meh. It's M-E-H, not M-A-Y. Who cares about May?
Yeah, who cares about May? Well, I think Professor Pronto does. He's for the month. For the month of May. Professor, what do you like about May in particular?
So you speak of meh and well, look, here we are in the year 2199. Yeah. Don't worry about flying cars or post-apocalyptic landscapes filled with motorcycling mutants. Leave that to Didcot. 2199, John, would be the current year in an 11-month calendar were we to scrap May.
Yes.
Do you see?
Well,
do you see?
Yes, I do see. And then,
sorry. If I may. Actually, there is a precedent for abolishing a month.
Yes.
In 1482, the Duke of Gloucester invaded Scotland and declared February illegal. Mm. And it wasn't a huge success, not unlike the Scottish, Anglo-Scottish wars themselves.
Yes.
This very conversation, hopefully not being eerily prescient of any imminent Scottish secession.
Yes, well, if I could just stop you there because you're annoying. Let me bring back in. Wait. Let me bring back in Nick. Nick, that's Professor Pronto there, and he's
Pronto,
and he's saying that it was tried before, of course, with Scotland and February. It wasn't a success, as we know. February came back. What is it about May that you don't like?
Well, as a professor, he can. I'm sure he's very used to dealing with data and research. And
yes, I'm a professor of advanced semantic pseudo-intelligence with a diploma in Aramaic scripture, which I bought online.
Yes, well, you've had your say. Let Nick have his, please.
Sure, he deals with hard facts every day. Data, I do the same. It's not an irrational. It's not like I'm stupid or just phoning up to say I hate May based on nothing. I hate May because, you know, any day you want to choose from May, May the 1st. May the 1st.
Well, that's May Day.
Yeah, exactly. And what is May Day? Do you say May Day at the point of, an enjoyable liaison with a lover? Do you say it when you're happy?
A wedding. Yes, I think you do it at a wedding.
Yes. Well, no, you're right, because, it is a celebration, but also a distress signal. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, distress signal. And I'll tell you why. Why did they pick May the 1st? Three things that happened on May the 1st. 1776, the Illuminati were established, yeah. The Illuminati who control the world.
Yes.
1940, yeah. The Olympics were cancelled due to war. 1945, Rita Coolidge was born, did the theme tune to Octopussy. Nobody doubts that that's the worst James Bond film ever. That's one day in May. That's the 1st of May. I can do that with every day in May.
Well, he's got a point.
I don't think anyone would dispute that, although the earlier one, it was thought to be 1774, actually. But it is tempting to disperse ourselves of a month which features those anniversaries you mentioned, and of course, Mendip's bursting of 1609 when James Cavendish in the Mendips took a bet and ate trousers until he burst. You yourself, sir, began with your meh attempt at a pun. And my students have told me that it's very popular among the followers of Star Wars and the Jedi's and the like. Who always enjoy saying the 4th of May. It's really...
So a lot of things are popular with students. It doesn't make them good, does it? Legal highs are popular with students. Not really doing anything before 2 p.m. popular with students.
That's very silly.
No, Professor. Let Nick speak words. I want to ask you a specific question, and this is for you, Nick, first of all, and this is an issue, and many people have already texted in about this.
Just call me a eunuch.
Not yet. The darling buds would have to be rehomed. Where would you put them, Nick?
I'd probably put them in. You put them in a little pot to start with.
Yes.
On a windowsill, something like that. So there's a little bit of light, not too much direct sunlight.
Yeah.
Move up to the kind of tomato bag, that sort of size, and then after that, when it's ready, you put them in the garden properly.
Yeah, but when are you going to put them there? Because they're all of May.
Oh no, sorry. Oh, the darling buds of May, I'd stamp on.
Oh right, fine.
May I put it?
Not yet. I want to ask you this question. You like history? You're a professor of it, I think, probably, or something.
I'm a professor of advanced semantic pseudo intelligence with a diploma in Aramaic scripture, which I bought online.
Well, you keep quoting history at me. Anyway, in Sweden, you remember there's a hole opened up in October, caused all sorts of problems, right? This is where I'm telling you, if you get rid of May, you leave a hole in the year. Nick, so you've got to bear that in mind, right? So there's a hole in the year. There's something in Sweden. You remember a hole opened up in October, caused all sorts of problems. It was the moose breeding season. Sweden's main currency, of course, is moose. The moose collapsed overnight, fell against the beaver, and it's that's a problem, isn't it? If a hole opens up and you something's going to fall against the beaver.
But beavers have got to be strong enough to look after themselves. Again, it's 2016, whatever Professor Tronto says.
Yeah.
It's what do we lose down the hole? May 19, International Hummus Day.
Yes.
May 22nd, World Goth Day.
Yes.
I'm at the edge of the hole. I've not even got ropes or a harness or anything. I'm waving down the hole, shouting, bye!
Right, so you're in favour of a May hole?
A May hole.
Yeah. Well, Professor Bronte.
May I come in now?
Tell me, what about a May?
I don't think that May is here or there for a beaver. What a beaver craves above everything else is wood. But I would say that Nick is, if I may say so, a closet racist. Because he wants to abolish May. If there's one thing that May is synonymous with, it's poles.
It's what?
Poles.
Purvis?
P-O-L-E-S. Poles, boy.
Poles. Right, do beg your pardon. I'm not sure that's what... I mean, Nick, come back on that. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, I'm not saying I'm not racist.
No. So you are racist?
Well, I don't know. Who can judge, which man really knows himself until, the day of judgment? I'm not saying I am or am.
All right, fine. Fairly ambiguous. It's going to leave a hole in the year. If you remove May, if you put May beyond use, right, you're going to jump straight from April to June. I mean, what are you going to do? Just jump over it? Or squash the months together? What are you going to do?
It's not like at school, I don't know if you're still stuck at school, it's not like just a standing jump. You do a long jump, maybe a triple jump. You have to have the one, two, three, hit the board just right so you don't get a foot fault, and then just jump over it straight into June.
But, Nick, from when to December?
Oh, I mean, look, I mean, easily July.
Really? I mean, would you be happy with that, Professor Pronti? Would you be happy with that? Would you be happy with going July to December?
No. We have the concept of leap years, and they occur in February.
Well, would you be happy to leap over February? I mean, it's a smaller month. Let me put hypothetically then. Okay, let's say the month of May stays in place, but we remove February because it's smaller, February, right? And then, as you said, in Scotland, they've already got rid of February back in the 1400s.
Well, they tried it, 1482, yeah.
Yes, but then obviously it came back. But if you got rid of that, it's a smaller month. It'd leave a fewer big hole, would it? Fewer of a big hole. So what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yes.
Sorry, constitutional.
Well, is it unconstitutional to remove a month?
With your little mouth, why don't you go and stand outside?
Is it unconstitutional?
Think about your attitude.
To remove a month, is it?
What? Each shilling.
I'm going to give you some months here, and I want each of you to tell me yes or no to them. Are you ready?
Go.
January.
Beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful's not yes or no. Listen to the question, boy.
We'll start again. January.
Yes.
Yes.
February.
Yes.
Yes, with qualifications, but yes.
March.
Yes.
I suppose.
April.
Yes.
Cruelest month.
May.
Oh, I nearly walked into that. I see what you're doing, but I'm not going to fall for it. No.
Okay. Professor
Pope. Yes.
I
tweeted James May recently. He tweeted something about cars. I tweeted him to say that cars weren't interesting. He hasn't replied. Just basic good manners to reply to someone. He couldn't be bothered. It's May.
And there we must leave the debate. Please, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please? Nick first.
Cummerbund.
And Professor Printy Prandy.
Gary, G-U-R-R-Y. I just think it's a rather wonderful word. It means resembling fish guts. And I remember reading a poem somewhere, an ancient poem, talking about a lady's gurry loins. Amazing, isn't it, what you learn on the radio?
Go away. It's 18 minutes past 3 o'clock. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we should keep the month of May, do you think we should? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or should we get rid of it? At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only excludes theft claims subject to availability minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Is now you're making the kids' back lunches time? Maybe it's your sorting through their PE kit time. Or if it's your online banking time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/manage-tax-credits now. We're ready when you are.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing.
you get the last free seat. And you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's restrictions on the northbound M1 in Leicestershire near to East Midlands Airport. Around junction 24 there's been an accident, one lane's out of action. You're still queuing on the southbound M6 after early problems. The delays are between junctions 10A down to 7, not too far from Wolverhampton. Oxford's A40 busy because of roadworks at the Cutslow roundabout. Works on the A40 in the Aston Clinton area of Buckinghamshire causing queues. And the M11 in Essex is a very heavy south towards a broken down vehicle between junctions 9 and junction 8 for Bishop Stortford. One lane's out of action there. I'm Jarena Adams.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Andrew Maxwell, comedian Andrew Maxwell, joins us very shortly. Before that, though, this is where we can help you if you have a crowd-funded project that begs for coin. The hopes and dreams of the crazy hopes and dreamers, of course, all to be found online on various Kickstarter crowdsourcing/funding style websites. Maybe you've had an idea for a leopard that can change its spots using a packet of differently shaped spots and some glue that you've invented. Maybe you've come with a brilliant idea for an ice cream that's pro fox hunting. Or you've had some kind of pie in the sky notion of a decent Labour leader. Crazy mad ideas, one and all. But if you have a Kickstarter dream, then we can help. It's time to kick another Kickstarter up the arse. And on the telephone, joining me with one such project, is a man. His name is Richard. Hello, Richard.
John, how are you? Thank you. Thanks for discovering us.
Look, let's talk about this, because, I'm not going to say what it is. You should say what your idea is, of course, and then we will discuss it, Richard.
Sure. Hero is a upcycled speaker that we've actually made out of a repurposed championship tennis ball.
Right, so it's called Hero. Clever.
Yeah.
See what you've done there.
The
yeah, good.
Sure.
And, of course, wireless speakers have been around for quite a long time now. There are all many different kinds to choose from and all that, you know, sort of stuff. And I'll be honest with you, Richard, having road tested a few in my time, most of them sound rubbish. What makes yours not be rubbish?
Yeah, I guess ours is as good as it can be for the size that it is.
Yeah.
We iterated the electronic a few times with a very good innovation lab in Paris.
Right.
The Innovate Group. So it went through a number of different sort of stages of studies and models, from 3D printing to kind of agreeing with the right audio spec. And we think we've actually found something quite special sound-wise.
Yeah.
So we've had fairly good reports on sort of the quality of the sound, and also just for the actual volume of it vis-a-vis the density of the product, because it's actually quite a loud-sounding little beast, so people get very impressed when they hear it.
If you'll allow me for a moment to paraphrase the late, great Meghan Trainor, it's all about the bass with these things, isn't it? You don't want a sort of trebly sound coming out of one of these Bluetooth speakers. So so how do you manage to, in something that small, because, you know, it is a tennis ball, is it just electronic trickery?
It is. I mean, it's a little bit of jiggle. I mean, the bass is actually something that is a tricky element when you're dealing with a product that is as small as it is.
Yeah.
We have a few small bass ports that we've introduced, but As I say, it's for the size that it is, it's as good as it gets in terms of sound quality. Yeah.
So, where did you get the idea from? So, this is essentially it's old tennis balls, and as you say, where do they go to die? And the answer is now you can turn them into speakers, which you are doing. So, where did this come from? Was it just sort of watching Wimbledon?
Nah, I'm sort of a tortured tennis player, just as an artist can be tortured.
Right.
So I used to play very competitively once upon a time.
Yeah.
And got to a very reasonable level in college, but then sort of worked as an architect, became a designer, and really wanted to do something with these balls. Through studying engineering, you're sort of forced to ask some modern day questions.
Yeah.
So the questions of consumption and sustainability were always in my mind, and giving something back to tennis is something that's sort of very close to my heart.
Did you go to do it through design? Did you go around nicking tennis balls, or did you sort of have a? I mean, where did you get your supply?
Great question. Yeah, it's a great question. We were very lucky. I mean, because of my relationships with tennis, I mean, I still play quite competitively. I reached out to a number of great clubs, and we got quite a few donations from the All England Club, from the Queen's Club, to explore this product. I mean, we've sort of been at it for 2 years, nearly.
Yeah.
So I've got a whole host that are just banging around the studio, and we actually secured some balls from Wimbledon this year. We made a nice charitable donation to the powers that be, and we have a whole bunch of them in the studio, which is quite exciting.
Have you got, like, sort of, you know, Murray's winning ball and that sort of?
I guess that's the hope and the wish. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you could say that one of them was. No one would know because they're all similar, right? So you could just go, this is the one. And they're all chucked in a bin at the end. No one's going to know, Richard.
I could never do that. I'm too, the engineering part of me wouldn't let me do that.
But the ethical sport part probably would. So, you know, we know about sport ethics.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's an idea. Right, so they're Bluetooth, right? This is how they work.
Exactly.
Yeah, so could you, theoretically, play a game of... like next year, Wimbledon, you know, one of the other grandsons, right? They could play with balls that have music coming out of them. So, you know, all you've got to do is stream your music to Murray's balls, right? And and then as the match goes on, how much more entertaining would it be?
It would be great. I mean, I've just got to figure out what sort of material we'd need to make the speaker out of so it could bounce. But that could be a generation or two.
Just trying
down the line, it's good. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So in terms of... how much money you're looking to raise for this Kickstarter? I mean, what are you looking for, and what do people get for their donations?
Yeah, well, we're looking to raise £40,000.
Yep.
It's actually off to a slow start, but it was always going to be because I'm a small sort of budding studio. But we're getting really good traction now. But there are very good rewards on offer. You can actually pick up an early bird speaker for £45. You get the speaker on a charging cradle, which is magnetic. And we've also housed it in a very nice all-purpose tin.
Yep.
So we're basically taking the traditional tennis tin and upcycling it in a similar vein to the product. So hoping people sort of keep reusing things and keep thinking about the material goods they have.
Yeah, I think what I like about it as well is it's kind of got the I don't know if you're familiar with the Wombles, given Wimbledon, but the Wombles of Wimbledon, famously were creatures, of course, that lived on Wimbledon that went around making good use of the things folks left behind.
Okay. Right?
So essentially they were prototype recyclers, and what you've done is sort of followed in that spirit by using Wimbledon's own tennis balls, which I think is admirable. Could you, if you think about the environment, right, because you're talking about discarded tennis balls that would otherwise, be recycled? Is that what they do with them anyway?
No, some of them are housed in a warehouse, and I'm not sure sort of what they're left to do there. I guess so. There are a lot of great sort of notable charity foundations, which, I mean, we're encouraging all sorts of good initiatives with these balls. but we just try to think of something that was, I would say, environmentally inventive and environmentally conscious.
Yeah, well, that's that's what I think is a good idea, because you could move on, what I'm suggesting is for the future, you know, and you can have this idea for free. You move on to other forms of things people leave behind, right, and just turn them into speakers. So, you know, what do people, like, you could stop fly tipping, right, at a stroke. Right, because you know people dump stuff on the side of the road. All you got to do is go and pick, like, because you can make a speaker out of an old fridge, a mattress, discarded condoms, that sort of thing. Right.
Good. I'm going to go dumpster dive right now.
It's just exactly. It's just trying to clean. I'm trying to clean up the landscape with your help. That's all, Richard. I think together we can make a beautiful world.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, and the idea also, I mean, it comes from my interest in art too. I looked at sort of Picasso's ready-mades and Duchamp's ready-mades and Joseph Beuys' powered lemon that he powered with a light bulb.
Yeah.
So there's lots of. There's lots of thought that's gone into the idea itself, but 100%. I mean, all those top artists jumped into trash cans and came up with interesting things.
There you go, from Picasso to Top Cat. So listen, Richard. We wish you all the best with it, of course. Should we wish to discover more and find out all the details? Where would we find you?
Sure. You can find us at herospeaker.com.
And that's hero, H-E-A-R-O, right?
100% speaker, one word, .com. And there's a link to the Kickstarter page. And there's also at herospeaker.com, there's a sort of more involved story into the production, because we're using Northampton cutting specialists.
All the best cutting specialists in Northampton. I've always said that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a special. It's a very interesting project in that respect. Mm. We're trying to defy Brexit in that way, trying to maintain our relationship.
Quite right too, Richard. Quite right too.
Sure.
So there you go. So if you're here it comes, holding out for a hero, which of course is a song you could stream onto your hero speaker tennis ball. Then herospeaker.com. That is Richard. Richard, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for discovering us.
No problem. Good luck with it. Right, okay, if you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like to help out with us, giving it a kick up the arse on national radio, then by all means, get in touch. You can do that via this text number, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or you can use Twitter, the modern social media, at Talk Radio. Start your message with any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's 3:33. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Jeremy Corbyn has revealed people have threatened to kill him as uncertainty surrounds his leadership of Labour. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports.
As well as the death threats that have come his way, Jeremy Corbyn's revealed other MPs are receiving abuse. He says it's extremely concerning the constituency office of his leadership rival Angela Eagle has been attacked. Merseyside police are investigating after a brick was thrown through the window. Now, it all comes as Labour's ruling body meets to decide if Mr Corbyn will automatically be included in the leadership contest without enough support from his own MPs. He says he should be allowed to because it's his job, but has appealed for party members to act with calm while it all unfolds.
Theresa May has led tributes to David Cameron at his final cabinet meeting as Prime Minister. She says he's always put the country first, while the Chancellor, George Osborne, also highlighted some of his achievements, like the introduction of gay marriage. A debate is going to be held in Parliament in September about a second EU referendum. A petition calling for another vote has been signed by more than 4 million signatures. Two trains have crashed head-on in southern Italy, killing 20 people. Dozens more have been injured in the accident in Puglia. And Marks & Spencer is warning around 7,000 staff face pay cuts as part of plans to make the firm more sustainable. The company plans to cut premium pay for Sundays, bank holidays and anti-social hours, but is suggesting an increase in basic pay. The weather, some lingering showers in the southeast, Northern Ireland and West Scotland. Drier elsewhere tonight with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will start off fine and quite chilly for many. Then it will be a mixture of sunny spells and showers, feeling a little bit breezier than today. There's more in half an hour.
Well, that's excellent news.
You weren't listening.
No.
I know.
Okay, 25 to 4, it is Talk Radio. Andrew Maxwell, the comedian Andrew Maxwell, will join us next, and at some point during his tenure here, will be forced into a game of band or moth. Why? I can see that you want to know, Victoria.
Why?
Because you'll remember at the final Euro game on Sunday between Portugal and France, there was an attack of moths.
Mm.
Yeah. So we play Band or Moth with Andrew Maxwell. He'll be joining us next on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, some of your reactions are coming into Talk Radio, of course, the home of reaction. If you have a reaction, then react it in this direction. React it to this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd want.
What's coming in, Cornelia?
Lots coming in, John. Crushed avocado, lime, diced onion and tomato with mayonnaise has come in from improvised guacamole recipe I came up with last night. And also, someone said, I never thought I'd see the day where I supported Theresa May. It's brought a whole new dynamic to watching Moulin Rouge. Hashtag come what may.
Thank you very much. You got a reaction. Reacted in this direction. Andrew Maxwell joins us now.
wow.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. We've met many times. Oh, we know each other quite well. But it's always in recent years, it's always been an interview situation.
There's always been a couple of fuzzy things between us.
That's right. I always like to keep up with you and what you're doing via the medium of interview. So it's just like a nice sort of chat, really.
Yeah, how are you? What's going on?
Good, thanks. Absolutely fine. Yeah, you brought your son with you.
Yes,
is that right?
That's my eldest. There.
Yeah. How old is he? What's his name?
His name's Flynn.
Flynn.
He's 15.
15. All right, Flynn. Yeah.
He's a bit of a stinker. Yeah. But they are at that age.
Yeah.
I've got to remind them to shower.
I mean, I'm amazed that he's, like, come with you. I mean, he should be out, you know, doing whatever the kids do, like happy slapping or whatever it is they do now.
What are they doing?
Playing Pokemon Go. I don't know.
Who knows?
But I think that's impressive that he's
harassing MPs. whatever they get up to these days.
Yeah. It's been, we'll be talking about your show, of course, but you're interested in your politics. What a time to be alive, Andrew Maxwell.
What a time. What a terrible terrible time to be a citizen. What a wonderful time to be a comedian.
Isn't it though? Keeping up with it is hard enough.
Oh, absolutely. The writhing snake pit that is British politics right now. Who's the top snake? Yeah. So hard to tell.
Where do you stand on this? A lot of people are saying it's going to be odd that for 4 years we're going to have an unelected, democratically speaking, prime minister. And that's kind of makes everyone feel a bit uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Female Gordon Brown, right there.
He wasn't 4 years.
Whereas, I can't even remember. Felt very long time. Yeah, who knows? Could be a snap election, but then they'd have to repeal some legislation. But then again, they've already elbowed themselves out of the European Union. I mean, anything's possible right now.
Yeah.
The Queen might go back to being a tyrant. It might return of absolute monarchy. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, well, it's a way forward.
It's a way of respecting the culture of the country.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What would you, if you were... Right, let's throw the Maxwell...
What I love about the fact is that now that the referendum's over, there's no more Purdah. I don't have to go in for any false balance anymore. I can look people right in the eye and go, you're an idiot. You're a moron.
Please tell me you've done that. You've actually done that.
Oh, absolutely. The only thing that cheered me up in a week after the referendum was any time I was in a bit of a road rage situation with some sort of idiot in a van, just some numbno with a mini flag hanging off his van, I just scream at him, Brexit! We don't have to put up with your type anymore. We're free! So confused. Just human bulldogs.
Is he on my side?
What? I'm Brexit. What's wrong with me? I'm normal.
That's our core audience you're talking about.
Yeah, normal people. I'm normal myself.
Well, no, that's clear.
I'm perfectly normal.
Yeah. So, where in terms of where you think this is gonna head, I'd like your political insight. Let's put you on that hot spot.
It's hard to know, isn't it? I mean, in the end of the day, the Tories are one of the oldest and most successful parties in Western democracy. Mm. Not because they have a real feeling for any particular values or anything like that, but they're incredible stewards of power.
Yeah.
You know? They know how to manipulate power. They know how to work it. You know, and I don't even say that as an insult. I mean, it's a gift in itself.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, the tradition of the Tory party is, of course, a privileged background. It's interesting that Theresa May went to...
Countryside, the army, traditionally the Church of England, but like that's long since.
Yeah. But Theresa May is I suppose, gives the impression, because she went to comprehensive school, I think it was a grammar school, it became a comprehensive school, but gives you the impression that it's not literally the old boys' club. But is that a fresher approach? Does she stand apart from them, or is she still one of them?
She's still very much one of them, isn't she? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, she's not Alexei Sale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not like one of the bit parts gross in the background of EastEnders. Like, I mean, she's still like
she's
a Tory government
minute.
Any politics. Well, I'm an outsider. Not very. I mean, you know.
Not so
not
much.
Very outside.
Hang on there. We've got to go to some ads because my producer, who is called Cass, who is the most miserable goth alive from the north, ray of sunshine, is waving at me. So stay there. Maxwell.
Will there be all goth ads?
Well, if she had a way, they'd just be adverts for
Halloween.
Misery.
All year round Halloween. With no bobbing for apples, just bobbing for razors. We didn't even bother putting the razors in the apples. Just razors. Cut your lips, kids. It's Halloween.
It's Talk Radio. We're talking to Andrew Maxwell. We'll be back talking more and playing a game of Band or Moth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's restrictions on the Northbound M1 in Leicestershire near to East Midlands Airport. Around junction 24 has been an accident, one lane's out of action. You're still queuing on the Southbound M6 after early problems. The delays are between junctions 10A down to 7, not too far from Wolverhampton. Oxford's A40 busy because of roadworks at the Cutslow roundabout. Works on the A40 in the Aston Clinton area of Buckinghamshire causing queues. And the M11 in Essex is a very heavy south towards a broken down vehicle between junctions 9 and junction 8 for Bishop Stortford. One lane's out of action there. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And we are talking TM for PM in the AM. Theresa May, her first day as Prime Minister, unpicking who might be in her cabinet, and also making a meal of politics and a whole lot else with Greg Wallace from MasterChef. All that and more with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast. Yum, and by the way, yum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, quarter to four in moments. Well, I'm going to be honest, minutes. We're going to play a game of Band or Moth with Andrew Maxwell and, well, you, if you'd like to play against Andrew Maxwell. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
That's no, not for this.
Yeah, because there's no prize.
Oh, okay. Start your message with any word you'd like.
Certainly do what you like. Or is there a prize? Have we got meat? Oh, we've got meat. All right, fine. We give away meat.
Don't
you
tweet
see,
then.
Oh,
Andrew.
It's a wonderful source of protein.
Yeah, well, it's also a wonderful source of what to do if you haven't got a budget. So we give away the choice of chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg to contestants.
Oof.
So, and that's due to our strong ties, sponsorship ties with meat. So we'll get to that very shortly. Before that, the here it comes. What's this? The meat and potatoes of everyday politics. Thank you. Is what we're talking about with Andrew Maxwell.
Yes. You left us both stunned.
I know. So we were just talking off air there about the reason that you think, and I think you're right, that Leadsom had to go.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, the Tories are incredibly canny at marshalling power. Yeah. They always have been. That's why they're one of the most successful parties in democratic history, modern democratic history, of course, not the ancient Greeks. Doesn't count. They kept slaves. Doesn't count.
I wouldn't put it past the modern Conservative Party.
I think they've defensed her, led some through a couple of canny interviews and whatnot, and just let her hang herself.
Yeah,
because they didn't want to run the risk of it going to the party membership, who is old, largely not big fans of gays, really big fans of fox hunting, like her.
Yeah,
and worried that they were going to end up with a right wing version of Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah,
they were going to get Corbyn, so that's why they've shoved her out of the way.
Yeah.
It's not democracy, but it is politics.
Exactly. Well, look, we should also mention, of course, your show, because you do in Edinburgh, right?
Again, yes, I will course. Be. I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the 18th to the 28th of August.
And what would we expect from that?
I don't know, because who knows what's next.
You can't write it!
I haven't written it all yet, because it hasn't happened yet. And we have yet to have a disastrous Olympics.
Yeah.
a Sikh plagued Olympics yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, with the relentless protestations about, this sportsman cheated because they dope. Who cares?
Oh,
Who cares about sports cheating?
We've just said it before, put them all on dope. Let it be a level playing field.
That's my attitude. Like, as if it's an American athlete who was plucked at the age of 10... and then trained up in the most expensive way, racing against somebody who grew up in the Serengeti with no shoes. It's already not fair. They should all be proud, filled with drugs, till they're like shaking like drug maracas. And the last one up wins.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah. 100 metres that goes on for 2.5 days and ends in Ayanapa. That's what I'm looking for. That's sporting.
You can also, apart from Edinburgh, you're live in London.
I'm doing the Just for Laughs London Festival.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not this Saturday, 23rd
week, 23rd, of July.
23rd. Yeah. That's in Russell Square. It's a new comedy festival.
Yeah. All details on your website, I imagine, aren't they?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Fine.
Sure,
right, that's that organised.
It's on Twitter.
On to important things. They're not important, but you know the fact that someone's going to win some meat, I think we can all agree, is up there. Because we're going to play a game of Band or Moth. Now, the reason for this, of course, at the Euros on Sunday, you found that the...
I was watching it.
Did you see the moth attack?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There you go.
There was many moths.
But who knew...
Too many moths, not enough butterflies, if you ask me. It was a boring 2 hours of football.
There's always... moths always have different names. I didn't know there were so many, but we're going to play a game of Band or Moth. All you've got to do is tell me whether it's the name of a band or the name of a moth.
Do you know which came first, the moth or the butterfly?
No, moth.
Correct.
Okay, I was guess. I mean, 50-50.
Well, obviously the moths were around at night, and then flowering plants came into existence, and the moths came out of the night into daylight.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we're not just laughing, we're learning.
We are. Yeah. We are.
Right, let's meet a contestant for somebody who's going to... Someone's volunteered to play against you, Andrew Maxwell, in a game of Band or Moth. Who's on the telephone there? Who's that?
Hi, my name is Caroline Mont.
Hello, Carrie. Caroline.
Caroline or Carrie.
Fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from? Fine, thanks. Where are you? Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Borough right now.
From where?
In London.
Just say London. It's fine. Good.
They've got a lovely market.
Oh, that Borough. Oh, fine.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, fine. All right. Well, Caroline, meet Andrew or Andy.
whatever. Sure thing, Johnny Balls. Why not?
And what's your knowledge of moths like, Caroline?
I mean, it's very minimal, but I feel like my knowledge of bands is going to be able to compensate.
Okay, that's strong talk there from Caroline. Now, Cornelius, you're going to keep score. Mm-hmm. Good. So here we go. All you got to do is tell me band or moth in a game of band or moth. It kind of is that simple, if I'm honest. Right, so it's Caroline versus Andrew. Alphabetical order. Caroline first. Is this a band or a moth? Caroline. Corn borer. Corn borer.
I'm gonna go with band on this one.
You're gonna go with band. You'd be wrong. A corn borer is a moth.
Oh.
Death's head.
Oh, that's a moth.
It is a moth.
It's a very famous moth.
Yes, it is. Diamond head.
I'm gonna go with band on this one.
You're going band, it is correct. The diamond head or a band, that's very true. Black witch.
I'm going to go moth.
You're right. The black witch moth. Caroline, bollworm. Bollworm.
I was going to say moth on this one.
Is right. Very good. Stink hammer.
Oh, band.
Yes, from Canada.
Yeah, they're good. Those guys are awesome. Saw them a couple of times out in Winnipeg.
Yeah, Stinghammer. Mung moth. Mung moth.
I'm going to say band.
No, it's a moth.
I mean, I should have got that one, to be honest.
Yeah, not necessarily. Atlas moth.
Is a moth.
Is a band.
But it's a band that's named after a moth.
It's a band. I mean, your confidence is trying to get you through there, but you're not fooling anyone. They're a band from Detroit. Cocaine moth. Caroline.
Moth.
Yes. Very good. Comet moth.
Comet, is that with a cometh, like as in cometh?
No, comet, as in Halley.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. That's a moth.
It's a moth, yeah. Behemoth. Behemoth.
I'm going to say band.
It's a band, yeah. Blood vein.
Oof.
Blood vein.
Great band.
Great moth.
But it's a moth.
Caroline, gypsy. Gypsy.
Moth.
Is a moth. Gypsy Kings.
Oh, they're a band, but they're terrible. They ruined eating in Mexican restaurants for almost 20 years. If any of you are still alive, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Caroline, buff tip. Buff tip.
I'm going to go band.
It's a moth, a buff tip moth.
Oh, man.
Andrew, mud flaps.
Mud flaps are a band.
Are a band. That's very good, yeah. Dusty wave.
I'm going to say moth.
Is a moth. Dusty Springfield.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I suppose it's a band.
I think we kind of ran out towards the end. Right, Cornelius has been keeping score in a game of band or moth. Before he gives us the score, and he does have to check the system, you have the chance here, Caroline, if you win, to win some meat or a box of organic veg. What are you going to go for? You have the choice of chicken, beef or lamb.
Beef, 100%.
100% beef, we can do that for
100%.
You. Let's find out and see if you win. Cornelius, can you just check
I'll just check the system.
You've got to keep the score. That's the... It's quite a slow system.
Dial up. It's so good. It's the vinyl of the internet.
Sorry, Caroline, it's quite a slow system.
Slow system, yeah.
Just hang on. Are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Right. Just checking the system, it's quite a slow system.
How do you spell Caroline? Is it with a I-N-E or a Y-N?
I-N-E.
And it... okay.
Beef is a wonderful meat, though, isn't
it? Yes, isn't it, though? Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's ready.
Go on, Em.
Just need to print it off.
Yeah.
Such a versatile meat.
It is. It's the king of meat, isn't it?
No,
it's king
really of meat. Well with horseradish.
Yeah. Just printing it. quite a slow printer as well.
It's quite slow. It's quite old.
Caroline, just bear with us. It's
for the love of God, I hope this doesn't jam.
God.
Right.
Right. What are the scores?
The scores are...
Yes.
Carolyn scored 6.
Yes.
And Andrew scored 8, which makes Carolyn the winner.
Congratulations, Carolyn. You are the winner. Caroline's won some beef there in a game of band or moth. Andrew Maxwell, thank you for joining us.
A pleasure. a baffling pleasure.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. Go to Andrew's website. You can find him details. Where are you on Twitter? They can follow you on Twitter.
At Andrew is Maxwell. I'm in London on the 23rd of this month.
There you go.
I'm in Edinburgh on the 18th to the 28th of next month.
Perfect. Thanks very much for coming in. Good to see you. Sam Delaney's here as well. He's on from 4 o'clock, of course. Sam Delaney, well, there's still some news left, apparently.
There's still some news, although it's running at a slightly slower rate than it has been in recent days, which is disappointing. But on the upside, David Cameron's had his last cabinet meeting and the removal men are down there. I don't know, but Theresa May had to sit in it pretending that she cared.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he kept going over final ideas.
She must have been eyeing up the furniture, just going, I'll have that chair up here. I'll move that picture.
The curtains have gone. Yeah. And then she's looking around at the cabinet colleagues thinking, you're out, mate. Yeah. Right, savour this, because this is the last cabinet meeting you're sitting in. And she's also just laughing, guffawing to herself at every policy proposal Cameron raises. So that's interesting. So we'll be looking back on how David Cameron might be remembered. He hopes to be remembered as the great reforming Prime Minister. But he's basically going to be remembered for accidentally taking us out of Europe and that thing with the pig.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's basically it. That's what will be on the cover of all the history books 30 years from now.
The Prime Minister that got booed at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Andy Murray knew exactly what he was doing, didn't he? Scotsman. Thinking, don't think you're getting away with this, mate. Yeah, yeah.
What an impossible job.
Right, Sam's laying with you from 4, but we will end. As you know, the news, as we've been hearing, is quite complicated. It's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
But that's all right, because here on the programme, on a weekday afternoon, we explain the news to you by breaking it down into its simple component parts. And if you get the news and you just break it down to its basics, really, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We'll see you tomorrow from 1 on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's the news in haikus.
Dems and Greens demand an election, yeah, 'cause you'll win that, guys.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.